when three schmucks have a radio show listened to by at least a dozen people.
Is this radio?
This is our show.
Is this what radio is?
Evil doers. That's who we are.
We're a little bit better than Suck, but we're still pretty close to that Suck level.
Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com. We give guys wood. What up? What's going on, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. The world's coming to an end.
Film at 11.
That's what people are telling me, and that's what I'm seeing on the news. The word? Word them up. Kieran McCann, rocking in studio, chilling out, can't hear myself.
Hi!
Fine.
You never hear yourself when we start a show.
I can hear you very loudly,
good.
Though.
That's all that matters. It's the Rocket Show.
Should I turn up my,
Sure, that's an idea.
Thank you. Now I can hear myself.
There you go.
I can hear you.
Guest hosting today is Heidi.
Heidi!
From Chaos Radio.
Heidi!
And yes, Chris, follow the
woman.
The woman hater.
I'm not a woman hater.
All right.
It sure sounded that way the last time he was here.
It's not true.
Chris was on the program a couple weeks ago, taking some shots.
Taking some shots at deserving.
Oh, here we go. Let's go back into it.
The association.
Well, he called me a cunt.
He called Heidi a cunt on the show. I don't remember that.
Yes, right.
That's
off the
because
bat.
We were about to fight. So
something about Heidi and she's a cunt.
Because we were about to fight.
Cheeks got.
So I had to do
I didn't know that.
We were about to have a boxing bout.
On the show. Oh, wait. Yeah, on the show.
Yeah, so I was trying to do, fighting words, Trying to get things going.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
On Lunatic Radio, Heidi is not a cunt.
You came on our show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Talked about how you hate women, pretty
much.
I
didn't talk about how I hate women.
Come on.
I said how
that
a certain woman treated you, and
you
I
got
hate that.
Got a little podium.
But that later you had to actually say, it's not that I hate women, I love women.
That's what I said.
And then the following Friday, you beat Heidi's ass on your own radio show.
Yeah. She challenged me to a bout, and I wasn't going to, turn her down.
And I think I might have a cracked rib.
No, you're not going to turn down a shot to beat up a girl.
God forbit.
Fuck it.
Nah. She wanted it. What do you want me to do?
Stress reliever.
I would look like a punk.
Oh, that's
if I
the oldest excuse in the book.
How would you look like a punk if you turned it down?
Yeah.
Beating the shit out of a woman.
Yeah.
How would you
first
look like
all,
a punk?
First of all, everyone picked her, so there you go.
Oh, so now you had to defend yourself. Oh, I could beat her.
So you had to prove it to the rest of the men. You could kick a woman's ass.
First of all, she's the one who was persistent about it.
I don't know if I was persistent about it. I think I came up with the idea that we should do it, but you definitely rolled with it.
I have to say
that he left his head open for shots almost throughout the whole thing.
Those cheeks are pretty wide.
An easy target.
I was beating him about the temples most of the time.
I had a buzz going the next day.
Yeah.
For the whole time.
I have the audio.
Oh, really?
This is from the Chaos
Radio. Are we getting right
show.
Into this? This is how it's going to work?
This is the show right
here.
This is
a short clip.
Shit.
Heidi gets back up! Oh, it's not over! Heidi just delivered a beautiful shot to the back. Chris is still in it though. Also, Heidi got back up and gave a beautiful shot to the face. Chris is back at it. Oh, it's in the
wailing pain.
What are you jacking on, dude? I think she's done.
Yeah, motherfuckers!
There she is!
Yeah, you hear that bitch crying? Where's your hero?
Victory!
Where's your hero now?
Yeah, why don't you
defend yourself!
Where's your hero now?
I will.
How can you defend that?
I will.
Can I claim this victory, motherfucker? Can I claim this victory?
Yeah. Showboat. Defend yourself.
First of all, I'm not going to defend what I did. I had fight and I won. What am I going to do?
There's Heidi.
But you want to know
the best part is there's three men in the room, yeah, and I'm in the corner on like laying face down on the wood floor with just writhing, crying because I was in ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not like anyone jumped to her assistance.
No one came anywhere near me.
Only I did. Afterwards.
You didn't until after.
Because
yeah.
I really thought someone was going to come and pick you up, and no one did.
I kind of thought so too.
Yeah, maybe you should have.
Yeah, but I just beat her.
So pick her up. Yeah. Gamesmanship.
I felt weird doing that. She, first of all, when I neared her, she like went nuts. She's like, "No, leave me alone." So I was like, "All right, fine."
Well, you wanted to hug it out.
Of course, because at the end of every fight, they're supposed to hug, the boxers hug.
Were you standing over her, like, screaming, "I won, bitch," pretty much?
No, I did that. No, I wasn't.
No, he just turned his back. I crawled away. I crawled off into the corner, and he was in the camera screaming into the mic about how he'll eat your children and all that shit.
You're proud of yourself. He is. Look at him. He's proud of himself. He's been gloating for weeks. How long ago was it?
First of all, I have not gloated once.
You were on the clip right there.
Well, just there, yeah. That was for
gloated like a motherfucker.
Did you make yourself a little title belt?
There's Heidi crying. And you're sitting there going,
"My belt is...
I won!"
No, but he signed the gloves.
Oh, he signed the gloves.
I was told to, so I signed them.
Wait, auction? Can we hear that again?
Yeah, if you want.
But Heidi gets back up!
First of all, Rodian has horrible play-by-play skills.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he's no George Foreman.
George Foreman. Also, Heidi got back up and gave a beautiful shot to the face. The face is back at it. Oh,
All right, at this point, Heidi is screaming in pain.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it was one shot. And
no,
then,
it was two shots.
How the hell was it two shots?
You even said when you watched the video, you said, "I hit you," and you screamed, and then I hit you again.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you hit her? She started screaming. Then you had like time to think. Hey, maybe I shouldn't hit her again. Or did hit her with
jab? Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, you know what happened is he hit me in the side here, in the ribs, and I kind of like bent and crouched, and he came around and hit me in the back, which still hurts.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
I'm still very sore in those two spots where he took those two.
Do you have bruises?
Take it easy.
Yeah, bruises.
No, there's no.
I didn't even hit her that hard.
I mean, I had like
I was not hitting her.
Abrasions on my arms from him hitting me, and I had a bruise on this arm, but on my trunk there was no
loaded gloves.
This is the first time this is the first time we're talking about it. This is an exclusive for you guys. Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
This is we haven't done this on our show yet. So.
Sounds fake.
You sound like the girl in the well from Silence of the Lambs.
It's like an Alex, I think she's done. You think? You fuck? Why don't you help her out?
Puts the lotion on its skin. Look at her! She's screaming in pain.
It was bad, dude. It was really bad.
And you three schmoes are sitting there going, "Yeah, Chris, let it go."
No, they weren't.
Chris takes a piss on it. I claim this territory as mine.
Yeah, that would have been the topic.
That would have been great. Yeah, take a dump on
it.
Mark
doing
your territory.
They were just.
I prefer.
It's funny when you say take a dump. It's just funnier.
But they were just standing there like, "Oh, what do we do now?" I was like,
"Well,
yeah."
Rodian was laughing because he thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
But Alex, I thought maybe Alex would come give me a hand. Maybe a little pat on the shoulder. You all right, honey?
You gotta like throw a party for her or something. The thing she does for this radio show.
Seriously.
I treat her well.
I still can't get over her. I still can't get over you threw eggs at her. Like, what was that?
Afterwards, who
wrapped
you?
He wrapped me in ice. He iced me and he wrapped me up with a bandage and all that shit.
See? Who else stepped up to do that?
You're the one that beat her, though.
Yeah, but she wanted it.
All right.
See, she's laughing. Yeah, you hear that bitch crying?
All right, what is that? Who was that that just said that?
That was me.
Wow.
Who's that? That was the, you know.
Somebody yelled, you see that bitch crying.
That was Chris.
That was you?
Yeah.
Was that necessary? That's not good sportsmanship.
I just won, man.
Mike Tyson doesn't even say that stuff after
he
knocks
him. Oh, yes, he does. He says all kinds of stuff.
Then did you hear later in the show when we came back and I was talking and then all of a sudden I burst into tears, like, during, we were,
oh, you
like,
I didn't hear that part, no.
We're sitting at the mics talking, and all of a sudden, I just lost it. I just started
just
sobbing.
In pain.
Because I was talking, like, this, like, hitching breath.
See, she you thought your clip of you, like, breaking down that one time?
Yeah, yeah.
This far.
Far worse?
Yeah, far worse.
That was a night of crying.
But then yours was just fucking pissed off and frustration. Hers was just complete pain.
Well, because also, this is somebody that I'm, you know, supposed to be, like, you know, in a loving situation,
right,
with.
No.
Then I was, it, I was, I had.
I was your opponent that
great
night.
Great physical pain inflicted on me by him. Like, and it had a psychological, emotional effect on me.
Well, stop. See, whoa, it's business and pleasure is two different things.
Well,
she's trying to show your sense of dominance, you awful human being.
Has nothing to do with that.
Yes, it does.
First of all, I hit her with like 20% of my strength. All right?
Chris, stop it. Chris 20%. Lies.
No, no, you, dude, it was, I, they were never, none,
I didn't
none
feel like 20%.
Most of the time, the hits that I was taking were, they, like, I felt it, but it wasn't killing me.
Thank you.
I was able to.
Shut up.
He, really, until.
Maybe you're a pussy.
You know what happened is.
Maybe.
No, you know what happened? It was the second round. The first round was cool. Like, I, you know, I was like, ow, you're hurting me, but it was all
right. Right.
Like, I was having fun with it.
A little
still.
Play fight.
But then. Between rounds, I think Rodian made a comment about that he was, that Chris was getting winded. And I think that I think
now you got to show off in front of the guys and really put it to him.
I honestly think that had something to do with it. That you felt like because they said you were getting winded, you felt like you had to prove I'm not getting winded from fighting this bitch. Watch this.
I felt like no. I felt like in the second round there were two shots that got her bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there was one shot that got her and she went down. All right.
Yeah.
And I felt like that it was over, and I felt good because I was like, all right, I didn't hurt. Like, I know I didn't hit her hard, and she went down this way. It's over. So I turned around and I was like, I'm glad that this thing is over. And I turn around, and she is in my face again. It's like, man, you know, like, this is like Apollo feels sorry for Rocky.
Well, that's because they pumped me up so much before the fight, and Rodian was like, you realize if you go down, you have to get back up again. You have to keep going until
you
can't go anymore.
So what happens?
Like, yeah, I got to keep going.
So what happens is when she got up, that's when, you know, that thing happened when she turned her back. And I gave her that one last shot. I was
punched her in the back.
Yeah.
And I did not want to do that at all.
When her back is turned, you took a cheap shot.
See, my punch was already out there.
Right. He was coming around with a swing as I was going to like guard my side.
Never once threw an extended punch.
Surprised you didn't choke her out. What, later?
Had boxing gloves on. All
right.
Can't really choke her.
You guys do some wacky stuff on that radio.
Where's your hero now? Where's your hero now?
Yeah, why don't you...
Where's your hero now?
Silence.
This is pathetic.
Ding dong. Oh, can I claim this victory, motherfucker? Can I claim this victory?
Such a fan. Loves it.
God, no, you hear me going,
I don't love it at all. I felt bad, but
he won't let me watch the video either.
Oh, you have video of it.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just I got a really negative response, obviously, after the fight.
You got some hate mail
from the police.
Yeah, pretty much.
The police didn't like it too
much.
They're
all threatening to report me. Everyone was threatening to report me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a wacky radio bit.
I was like, all right.
All I had to do was say,
everything's good. That's your defense, Your Honor.
If you had this, like, after you knocked her out, you should have just, you know, had one of these wacky horns and it would have been all good.
Not only that, but I drank another bottle of Robitussin that night.
Oh, yeah, he was chugging Robitussin.
Yeah, so I was, like, delirious by the time the fight started.
Great. Addictions now. Kid's got addictions.
I do.
He's got problems with women.
I drink addictions. Robitussin like there's no tomorrow.
All right, so chaos.
I don't hate women. I really don't hate women.
You just don't like them.
Heidi is co-host like the program them. Today.
Most.
She's bruised from Chris.
She's fine.
Yeah, I'm a little sore.
She's all right. Walk it off.
It's true. Walk
See, this,
off,
this so. Kind of stuff shouldn't happen because she's the host of the show.
She's the one that challenged me.
She's the one that should be demanding wacky stuff right. or other people getting beaten because she's she the should. Host.
I just tend to put myself out there as the...
Yeah, because the other two won't do
the
it.
The stunt person. Although
you
we,
should fight like Rodian. That would be cool.
But Rodian...
Rodian, break out a Glock.
Rodian won't do any of that stuff.
Why not?
Well, he let won't. Us shock him with a...
Right.
Makeshift shock device.
Rodian would get knocked out and then start capping people because he pissed that he got knocked out.
Can I tell you something? When I was laying there on the floor and when I first started to get up, it flashed through my mind. Like, if I had a gun in the car, I'd probably go get it right now. I was that, that was the feeling. Like a teenager who's been humiliated, uh-huh. like a Columbine kind of thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Nice segue into what we're going to talk about right. next.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Karen, we should fight.
Huh?
We should fight.
Oh, yeah, you're
Dude,
all
I'm going
up
straight
there.
For your nuts.
That's what they told me
Just
to
gonna
do.
Just going to gnaw on
them. With your mouth?
Yeah, with my mouth.
That's fucked up.
Use my hands.
The gesture!
Last week, we had to... You take it gay, I take it
I
gay.
I know! We win! I don't even know.
It wasn't even gay. You said you wanted to fight, and I was like, I'm going to start sucking your balls.
All the time.
We're gonna be on the gay network. Yeah, serious.
We figure we are right. We can't get on like the regular comedy stations, so we'll just go for like the gay networks.
Yeah. We should be able to get on. We should be able to get on the gay network too, with all the gay stuff that comes out.
A lot of gay stuff on internet radio. That's
well, I'm gonna go 100% gay if the chaos thing doesn't work out. Yeah. I'm gonna just do a gay show.
Oh, man.
We go on that?
With like three other gay chicks?
Kieran and I will be your interns.
And then we got our Alex is one of our co-hosts. He's like really, he's like trying to tell us something. I don't know if you saw his MySpace, Heidi.
He's a husband and father.
Yeah, but have you seen his MySpace?
I have. He's got it all 80s. No,
he's got it all.
Like glammed out.
He's got right now on his MySpace, uh-huh. Alex. It's myspace.com/Alex965.
This is one of your co-hosts of the Chaos right. Radio Show.
A-L-I-X.
No, it's A-L-E-X.
All right.
965. Anyway, he's got Molly Ringwald, uh-huh. Emilio Estevez, and some other chick, paintings of them as his background.
And you're saying it's gay?
It's the Breakfast Club cast.
Right. No, it's not.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez.
It's a Pretty in Pink stiff. Pretty in Pink.
No, he's got a picture. He's got himself photoshopped into Ducky's... body.
Duckies from Pretty
from
in
Pretty
Pink.
In Pink with so Molly Ringwald. But the paintings are from
And 2 days earlier he had Wham as his song.
As All his right. song, yeah.
That's a little gay.
So I think he's trying to tell us something.
All right.
I think he's trying to say that he's gonna be openly gay soon.
Right.
And I encourage it. Let him be gay.
Do you?
Sure, why not?
So listen to the Chaos Radio Show on CringeHumorRadio.net.
If you want gay.
Little gay stuff and, you know, chicks getting beat up.
And he's actually had several occasions where he's double-teamed a girl.
Really?
Yeah, with a guy.
With a guy?
Yes.
Yeah, which is also...
Never crossed swords, though he claims.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Dude, that's fucked. See, I think that's a little gay. When two guys bang a chick, I honestly think it's gay. It's a little bit gay.
I mean, look.
I can't do that.
Look, the porn, when you see it on porn, they kind of get away with it because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But
they're getting paid to do that.
Right. But they also have a certain way about it. You can't avoid it when you're doing it for real. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to avoid stuff.
No.
It's going to happen. It's gayness. All of it.
I don't like that. Rock, would you ever bang a chick with another dude in the room?
No, hell no. No, I can't. I can't have another guy around. No, a chick, sure, why not? Two or three, absolutely.
Even at that.
Another guy.
You know, I need to focus. I can't fucking have two chicks. Get out of here.
You can't.
One of you takes a time out.
I prefer just me and one other person in the room.
Right.
Yeah.
That's old. That's...
Karen agrees!
I agree. I prefer as many women as possible.
Of course you do.
So we can call more cunts.
Women is fine.
You can beat up one while you're banging
right,
the other.
Exactly.
just smacking right hand shots to the face as you.
Let me just say that. I never hit her. You know, it was like her face was off limits in that fight.
Right. You just caught me in the jaw a couple of times.
Once.
Ouch.
There's once. Tension between these
it
two.
It slipped off her arm.
I think it's some sort of sexual thing they do. And they just kind of like play it.
You guys get frisky?
Not really.
She got off on me pounding her.
You get frisky?
You do frisky like that?
You know,
like,
were you getting hard on while like, you're doing this?
Like mean talk?
Right now? No, but no, when you were fighting her. I hope you're getting it right now. Kieran
no,
and I are
no,
here.
I never got a hard on when I was fighting her.
No?
No.
No, no nothing like
nothing the, like that.
None of the juices were flowing?
No, I'd say Heidi's more into that than I am.
No, here's the thing. You know, I like getting roughed up a little bit. I enjoy some rough housing.
Rough housing.
Maybe, you know, a little wrestling leading up to a toss and, you know, tumble in the hay or whatever, right?
Tumble in the hay.
Roll in the hay.
What are you
so,
in the bedroom, she likes
you know,
a little frisky.
Roll in the hay? But Chris seems to misunderstand yeah. what I mean by rough yeah. because he hurts me.
So I put on punching gloves and I pounce on
no, her. Even yeah. before that.
Throwing lamps at her.
Here's a prick.
It's very pushy. Like, he'll just,
sea
he'll just like, shove me that I, like, slam into the wall yeah. and, like, bang my head on the wall.
It's pretty funny.
Sometimes she's in
and
the way.
And then he'll, like, take my arm and bend it behind my
sometimes
back.
Sometimes she's
and,
in the way. Like,
a way of what?
Way?
Aren't you supposed
way?
To be?
Sometimes she's in the way when I'm
get
walking through
way.
Holes.
You know what? A woman wants to be roughed up a little bit, but she wants to feel like she's being like
you know
manipulated, not punched, but like maybe held.
You know what I do to her?
Like right. where she's
hip checks. Hip checks.
And what kind of situation do you do the hip checks?
I pull a Darius Kasparaitis.
Oh, look
on
at
there.
You. Oh, the hip check.
Yeah.
Sliding hip check.
Yes.
Guy goes bowling over him.
Right.
Nice.
Chris goes into the bedroom with ammunition.
Especially when I'm like it's nearing showtime, uh-huh. like she's in my way or something, I'll just push her, like an old hip checker.
That's what he calls
like,
it, showtime.
Yeah.
And he doesn't realize he's like three
chaos
times
radio
my
showtime.
Weight, so.
Oh, my God.
You like it.
This is going to be a fun show, people. Mm. You got to stick around. We got a porn star coming on, too, today.
Woo-hoo!
Her name is Haley Young.
Can we call her a whore?
She's been in a ton of... No, I hear she's nice. Jenny told me to be nice to this one.
We have to be nice.
Lately, I've been mean to the porn stars. And actually, there's one. Rebecca Steele doesn't like me.
I like the way Kieran has changed his ways.
But this one's supposed to be nice, so we're going to talk to her.
Wait a minute. Rebecca Steele doesn't like you?
That's what you said, right?
You said that the last time I was
I
on the show.
I think that was just bullshit,
was
though,
that me?
Wasn't it?
It might have been
that.
Me.
You said
that somebody. I don't know. Is it bullshit?
No, because she left a message today, so maybe she's over it. That's what I was questioning.
Yeah, but well, you said someone told you that.
Who yeah, was it wasn't me. Who was saying? Oh yeah, Cavell Clothing, Mike.
Right.
He was saying
right.
that Rebecca Steele has a problem.
How does he know Rebecca Steele?
Because he taught. That's how we get most of these chicks through him.
Through him, really?
Yeah, he mm-hmm. knows them all.
Oh, good stuff. Thanks,
porno man. Chicks, man. We love the porno chicks, I guess. And we got one coming on the program.
Hey,
yeah. Young.
Hey.
She is a
yo baby,
20 years old, 5'6", 100 pounds, 100
welcome
fucking pounds.
Welcome to
can you breathe at 100 pounds?
She's about 30 lower. Pounds less than I am, and the same height.
Brown hair, yo medium. Hair, like you care what the fuck she looks like. She's gonna be on the program. We're gonna play a little game show with her because she's been in like 120 movies or some shit like that. We're gonna play that game that we played with Jessica Drake like way back when. Where
that is a porn star.
Stick a turkey up your twat?
Where we read off the name of a movie she was actually in and a made-up title.
Oh, that game.
And see if she can figure out which one she was actually in. Because these porno chicks, they do like six
they
films a day.
Yeah. Right, right.
So we'll play that game with her. That should be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, Rebecca. Oh, now we say. Mike says that Rebecca does love you.
Good.
See, you can treat them like shit and they'll still love you.
That's right.
That's the way you do it.
That's what I'm learning right now. That's what I'm learning.
I'm going to take Kieran under my wing.
Oh, God!
Cool. You want to hang out Saturday? We'll go out and just beat up chicks.
That's it, dude. And they'll love you forever.
Yeah, that's just what you need.
We'll just go roll around. Just pick chicks off the street. Just kick their ass.
I'll fuck you till you love me.
This is a hip check.
We'll do Saturday afternoon cunt kicking.
Girls like to get snuffed.
Hold on. I got to get my
cunt kicking.
Try again. Thank you.
Next time.
And Anthony Crescenzo.
Yes, comedian Crescenzo. Extraordinaire.
Crescenzo.
Crescendo?
I won't get that name, just like Roydian.
Yeah. that was so bad. Awkward.
Roydian. Yeah, I won't get his name right, but he's coming on the show. He's a comedian, and should be fun, right?
Yeah, sure.
The world is coming to an end.
Can we talk about his girlfriend?
Why? What's up with his girlfriend?
I don't know. She's pretty hot.
She's a pretty lady.
She's very blonde.
That's a good topic of discussion. You got a hot chick, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone said it that day I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And here, thank you for coming to bar night.
Right. Thank you for coming to bar night.
Because you speak louder.
That's the only way he hears. No, that's the only way he hears to me.
Really?
If I talk at a normal level, it just whoop. Doesn't care. I'm not here.
Right.
I'm not loud because I just want to be stupid and obnoxious because that's the only way he'll pay attention to me.
Right.
And I'm talking low right now because I'm talking to you.
By the way, can I say congratulations to Heidi because this is the first time I think I've seen Heidi since she, since she broke her streak, right? You had a streak, didn't you? Like I had a streak on this radio program.
I had about a 12-year streak.
Wow.
It's all going to mine. But it wasn't, like, as bad as mine.
Right, because I was actually getting laid in the meantime.
You were just...
Yeah, but actually it turned out to be really bad, didn't it?
It turned out not to be great, but...
The actual act?
Yeah. It's atrocious.
And, the feeling afterwards, like, maybe I shouldn't have done
that. So you had a 12-year streak just with one sex.
Yes.
The female sex.
Yeah, but that's pretty rough, man.
I had an 8-year streak with... I never was like, hey, you know what, Chris, let's fuck, because I haven't been laying in a while. I wouldn't do that.
Well, I had a 3-year all-sex streak.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How was that for you?
It was very difficult. That was mid-20s. And there was no reason for it, because I was super hot, way hotter than I am now.
Excuse me. Fucking, this is it.
Look, you're a fighter again. How dare you talk like that?
Look at me, I'm hot.
Wait, did you regret it?
I'm saying hotter than I am now. Yeah, I'm not that hot. I'm over 30.
So, Heidi, you went 12 years without having sex with a girl.
Yes.
And do you regret having sex with this chick?
I don't know if I regret it, but it definitely wasn't great. She wasn't good? She was fine. It just the whole overall experience. It was very bisexual. It was not like a gay
like tree hugging.
I've had really great girl on girl full on.
Yeah,
you know.
And what, this girl was like loving? You didn't want it loving?
No. When I say bisexual, I mean like, you know, but lesbians say that bisexuals like have sex across the room from each other. Like, I'm going to fuck you from across the room. Right. You know, like, here comes my tongue. You know, like, whereas lesbians kind of like get in there all over each other. They're making out. They're rubbing their bodies together. This was very like, all right,
if I touch you,
I'm gonna eat your pussy.
Booties.
Now you eat my pussy.
Very militant.
We're done.
Yeah, it was like it's like a drill sergeant.
Yeah,
in, out, right, left,
right.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. 5 seconds later.
Yeah, it was very brief, and she claimed to have forgotten it.
Oh, that's how what kind of impression it left.
Is she saying you weren't good? Is that what she's implying there?
Well, probably.
I would have called her a cunt.
So would I. I would have totally called her a cunt.
And hit her with a lamp.
Wow. Yes. There's a reach for you, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever. You gotta
what?
Call
what? She's thinking. Heidi's in deep thought.
No,
here.
I don't know. I don't know. It's embarrassing.
How do you feel you did?
How do I feel I did?
Yeah.
I didn't do...
Rate your performance on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I was so nervous. It had been so long.
Sit back
I
this
was... I wanted to do more, and I would have loved to have spent much more time doing what I was doing. But I think I was nervous about crossing boundaries with her. It wasn't a totally comfortable situation. Like, I was like, can I touch you? Can I, you know, like,
yeah, that's fucked up.
Taste you, you know?
Like, so, when you're at that point with somebody and you're fucking fondling them and seeing them naked or whatever, it fucking knows whole, no hold bars.
Right, yeah.
You fucking know
it. She wasn't naked. She wasn't naked.
I would have just ripped her apart. I would have raped her.
Of course you would have, Chris.
The thing is, she put on an outfit for me. She put on a little plaid pleated skirt.
Oh, man. She...
And like a half shirt. And
so it's her fault.
And then I was sitting on her couch and she laid down on the couch like with her knees by my back and she was like...
She wanted you to just take it.
So I'm like looking at her and I'm like, all right, I guess this is it. You know, like you're giving it up right now.
Wow. So, and Heidi goes, I'm going to eat your cunt.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
This is where I spread your legs. Please lay back.
Get like a fucking manual out. Okay, what do I do now?
Insert B7.
I am
going to
put one hand on boob and lick vagina.
Actually, that was the other thing. There was no boob contact at all. That's like, I would have... I don't know. It just didn't live up to my expectations or my past experiences.
She's got no game.
I'm a better lesbian than you.
She's got no game.
She got the S.
And I don't know. You gotta do it right. That's why the girl forgot about it. She's like, I'm never gonna bang her again. I'm gonna just make believe I don't even realize
I don't
realize
think that's
happened.
The case.
Sure.
I think it was just, I think she was just playing, like, playing at being demure, you know?
But you know what? This girl's a psychotic bitch. So she wanted it rough, and she wanted it to, you know, be taken from her.
Obviously, she didn't because she
she's like this girl's a cutter, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, so she's fucking nuts. She wanted to get slapped
around.
In fact,
before we had sex, I had to stop her from cutting herself.
Yeah,
with a
see how hot that is, dude? See how hot that is?
You were, Heidi was like, oh, come on, I don't want blood involved.
Yeah, I was like, please don't do this.
You know, STDs, AIDS, let's not have the blood around.
Please don't do this.
Seal that up.
Yeah.
Please don't do this. I'll lick your cooch instead. Okay.
Heidi went into the situation with a biohazard fucking suit on. Mask. Okay. I can see why it wasn't that.
Giant condoms.
Like a naked gun.
Yeah.
We practice safe sex. And they're wearing the body bags.
Hopping over to the bed.
Like body condoms.
Yeah. I had sex with sheets on.
No, and then she, after I had, you know, licked her pussy and fingered her.
Heidi well trimmed.
She was shaved.
How many hands did you get in this girl?
That's how bad it was. Because you're actually fingering her, but you never actually touched her breasts.
Right.
That's no game. That's no game.
So then she seemed to have orgasmed, and I guess that's why I stopped. See, the whole thing was clouded, of course, by a good deal of alcohol. So then she said that was amazing.
Really?
Amazing. No, you should say it the way she said it. How did she say
how
it?
She said,
I don't remember.
Come on.
That was
terrific.
Wow.
Thank you.
Are you banging a human?
That was amazing. Oh, I'm going to have to pay you back sometime.
Ooh.
And then she said, and she dropped to her knees, and she pulled my little shorts to the side. Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And went to town.
Well, that's good. Shine.
And she did great. She definitely didn't seem like a first timer.
Good
but
for her.
She only did it for like 2 seconds.
But she had a better angle because you know, like I was sitting on the couch, but like with my ass kind of like off the edge of the couch. So it was like my lower back was leaning on the edge of the couch.
Uh-huh.
So she had plenty of like access where she was lying on her back on the couch, and I was kind of like going in at it like from a diagonal from above. It was no good.
Can we get her for a show permanently? Can we like hire her?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that she don't have to go back to Chaos Radio.
She can do it.
Just turn on the microphones and we'll walk away. Heidi talk.
Alex seems to think he can do the show without Heidi anyway.
So. Oh, really?
That is more tension on the show.
Hey, someone's calling
in. There's a lot of tension.
It's the cutter.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Anthony. I'll wait for Heidi to finish her story.
All right, Heidi, go ahead. Hi, Anthony.
Okay.
How you doing?
I was enjoying her story. I was like, no, fuck this. I ain't calling.
Well, I'm glad
why'd you call?
No, I needed to be bailed out of that desperately.
No, that was good.
I'm like sitting there. I'm like, this is a good story. I'm like, I do need to have a cigarette while I'm doing this. I got to go in the basement.
Good job breaking that up, Anthony.
Way to kill my Rod.
Let's get another dude in the end on this. This is a little.
No, I'm just.
Anthony Crescendo joins us on the program. Anthony is a comedian, and he'll be playing the Whiskey Cafe in Lyndhurst, New Jersey on the 17th, right, Anthony?
I have no idea, yeah.
All right.
Good enough.
Good.
Thank you for plugging it for me, but I'm not in front of a computer. I can't do it in the basement.
Well, I just wanted to introduce you to the radio program here, and now we'll get back to Heidi's story about getting your vagina eaten up.
Thanks, Anthony. Back to Heidi.
I'll sit on the phone and just listen to the story. What's up, Heidi?
Well, there's not a lot left to the story, because so she dropped to her knees. She pulled my little shorts to the side. She went to town. She did very well, but I didn't come.
Uh-huh.
I didn't come.
Why not?
You only went for like 5 seconds.
It wasn't long enough. Like I mean, the whole thing should have gone on for hours. This is what I'm saying. Like the whole I go down on you, you go down on me. It shouldn't have ended there. Like then we should have taken all our clothes off and moved to the bedroom, and it should have just turned into a fucking pussy eating extravaganza.
Wow!
Pussy eating extravaganza.
Sounds like a wacky radio bit.
That's what should have happened.
I want to go to one of those festivals.
How do you hold up for hours? I'm done in like 15 seconds.
Yeah, because we're fucking guys. We have no stamina. Girls can lick for hours and hours and hours.
I got done the other day. I was done in like 2 seconds. My girlfriend's like, what the hell was that? I'm like, good.
She needs some Heidi time, I guess.
I got fucking, see the watch? You gotta go.
If you ever seen like a little cat drink some milk and it just takes forever for them to finish the bowl of milk,
that's what it's like.
That's what girls are like.
Two lesbians right there, a little kitten in a milk bowl.
Yeah, licking
that
milk.
Sounds good.
Good analogy.
Thank you. I just thought of that one myself.
That's it for the show.
All right, Anthony, how you doing, man? Welcome to the program.
How you guys doing? What's up, Rocket?
Hey,
it's Rocket, Karen. And McCann? The hell is the other one?
Yes, I'm an Irish Mick. That's my last name. What?
McCann.
Were you there
person?
The other night?
Yeah. Was he there? Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he was the shy one that you met like towards the end of the night.
I thought Kieran was the shy one. I ain't seen a third guy.
No, there's only two. It's Kieran McCann, not Kieran and McCann. It's Kieran McCann.
Oh, man, I got to start reading things properly. Yeah. I didn't have the last name. I thought that was it.
I'm telling you, McCann is an alter ego. Uh-huh. Third person.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The one that gets laid?
Yes.
Right.
That he's been, like, holding down for years.
Anthony came to the bar night and I guess saw all the drunken wackiness that was going on. I can't believe you're, like, on this radio program, Anthony, after that night.
Yeah, really?
No. Don't worry about it. Is Ronan there?
No.
Look at you looking for Ronan.
What is it? What are you? Is it your boy?
What, is that your boy?
Is that your, like...
No.
Some strange chemistry
to you. Because I was there for a little bit, and somebody's like, yeah, his girlfriend's freaking hot. I'm like, yeah, what's up, Ronan? It's okay for you to hit on my girlfriend. I'm like, you're a good guy.
Rody was there at the bar night.
It's cool. He didn't know that we were together, and then she just turns and goes, this is my boyfriend, Anthony.
Yeah. Well, that happens. That happens a lot.
No, it happens all the time. It's cool.
Yeah, actually, Chaos Chris wanted to talk about your girlfriend and how she's a looker. She's very attractive.
Yeah.
She is a looker.
Do you want to elaborate on this?
He's got nothing to be disappointed about.
She was a
laugh.
She's like a
going with me, but yeah, she is good looking.
All right, you're fine looking yourself, Anthony. She's
thank you.
She's like I'll a classic you. Blonde, you know. She's like she's a classic blonde.
Marilyn Monroe.
Anthony says at least somebody will this week.
Are you in her doghouse this week? Are you in the woman's doghouse?
I'm in the doghouse constantly. Last week, you wanted me on last week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We had our anniversary last week. So I'm sitting at home waiting for her. She went out to go get drunk with her coworkers.
That's no good.
Yeah, and somehow I still got yelled at for it.
So it turned out to be your fault that she went out to get drunk with her coworkers?
I think like I made her feel bad because I gave her a guilt trip like I'm Jewish or something. And just...
This is why you got to work up the
sound. Oh, right, and you couldn't go out for that holiday, right?
What holiday?
Last Monday, wasn't it? Like a Jewish holiday?
It was Chinese New Year.
Oh, I don't know, man. I haven't dated a girl. I haven't dated a Jewish girl in a while.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Oh, I used to love dating them. You always bang a girl through a hole in a sheet. That's great.
You can fuck her nose. Like,
let me ask you a question.
No, Race Car Johnny dates a Jewish girl. I
All
think
right.
That's what you.
Well, let me ask you a question. So she went out with her friends on your anniversary.
Yeah.
Now, what prompts her to do that? Doesn't she think the anniversary is important at all?
No, you didn't. Okay, this is what it is. This girl, I don't know if you guys know what you can't, like, you can't eat bread and you can't eat rice because, like, you get sick. It's an allergic reaction to something.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Like a wheat. Well, like a wheat.
And she doesn't realize it. And she's drinking freaking Long Island iced teas. And she's like, oh, it doesn't affect me.
But why was she going out drinking with her friends and not with you?
Because they wanted to take her out for her birthday. Her birthday and our anniversary fall, like, almost on the same date.
So she blew off your anniversary.
Yeah, I got lucky. I met her when she was drunk.
So she drank Long Island iced teas and had an allergic reaction?
Yep.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
It sucks.
You know what?
No,
kick her to the curb.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how long it takes to get her drunk?
How long does it take her to get her drunk? What?
Yeah, like New Year's. Two shots.
Doesn't that just piss you off when your chick gets drunk after
she
two
turns
drinks?
Into a retard?
Yeah, like she, like we went to go see a show once, and she had like two drinks because that's the minimum. I didn't realize that she couldn't handle two drinks, and all of a sudden we're walking back from in the parking lot, and she's like telling me about how Bush should drop fleas on Afghanistan.
Fleas.
Like, that's her war strategy.
Mm.
She's like, yeah, we should train the military to be kangaroos, and they trained them to be ninjas. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, she's hot looking.
Well, she's good looking. I'll just say that. You know what?
That's what's so cute about blonde girls.
Really? What do you mean? Oh, don't tell me. The blonde, you believe in that?
I've had big crushes on blonde girls, and I find their, like, quirky stupidity very adorable.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying your girlfriend's stupid. I'm just saying
I agree. Like, no. I say a lot of dumb things constantly, so I let her get away with it. Like, I say a lot more dumb stuff than she does. Like, she's going for her master's, and I'm going for, like, my GED.
Masters of the Universe?
What no,
is she going for the master's?
She
sucked.
Has the power.
Wow.
That was awful. That didn't make sense.
I was going to get her the Shira DVD, the Shira Volume 1.
Thank nice. You. You just took it worse.
Don't worry about it. I can fuck up a punchline every time.
Nice!
I like Anthony already.
I like him.
Took my mad joke and made it worse.
Yeah,
so he takes
like
the
it?
Credit for being mad. Anthony, it says here that you're loved by crowds of all ages. Now, are you doing comedy for kids?
Yes.
Really?
Not like, I don't, wait. You shouldn't be said that way. Because I open up with, like, I open up, like, really, really cutesy, and I try, I do everything I can to not swear, and, you know, I look at a crowd, and I figure out, like, what I'm going to get away with.
Uh-huh.
So I do have, like, I have a lot of cutesy stuff that's, like, it sounds really corny, but, you know, you get away with it.
So, like, when you do...
So I can play to the younger crowds, too. I've done it.
So when you do your act, do you do this all the time when you get up on stage in front of a crowd? You keep it clean for a little while, feeling out the crowd?
I keep it clean. Depending, I can go my entire time without cursing, without being dirty. Even the racist stuff that comes out of my mouth is pretty... You know, it's pretty tame.
It's not so racist.
Yeah. How can
that
you be
African American guy?
Wait, hold on a second. How can it be not so racist?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because it's like cute.
I'm a very cute little racist.
He bats his eyes. Everyone likes him.
Yeah, exactly. And then I give like a little wink to a 12-year-old girl.
Nice.
Me, you, and Boris. How you doing?
So that's interesting. I think you know.
I think it is. Yeah.
He starts out his set being very clean, and if you know. He sees that the crowds want some dirty shit. He gives the dirty shit. That's interesting.
Exactly.
You have
that,
to be
that's
versatile.
The thing is, I try to avoid it. But if I know that's the room I'm going into, it's like, all right, let's do this.
Mm.
Look at the angle.
Yeah.
You got to be able to adapt.
He's got a strategy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And that strategy has got me all the way to the Whiskey Cafe.
Right.
Hey, that's the home club of Cousin Joe Show on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
On Juma Radio.
Ooh, look at you doing plugs.
There you go.
Where is the Whiskey Cafe, by the way?
The Whiskey Cafe is in Lynnhurst. It's like right off of 17 and Route 3.
In Jersey.
Go figure with the word
Jersey,
whiskey
sorry.
In it.
Yeah, I forgot you guys have like a way bigger crowd than what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, we do, I think.
Yeah, I forgot there's like a guy from Japan or something.
Right, he'll be
there's
there.
Another guy from Hawaii. He's like, shoot.
Yeah, they'll show up.
Yeah. And there's some girl, like, I'm not even upstairs watching this right now. I guarantee if everybody's looking at the screen right now, there's some girl picking her nose.
That's kind of hot.
It might be me.
No, no, it's not. I was watching it before. Like some guy eating like lo mein or some shit, and somebody was like picking her nose, and I'm like, oh man, I'm doing that too, but you can't see me.
So why comedy for Anthony? Why is comedy your thing?
Honestly, because it's nice to get paid to be a jerk off.
Oh, I like that.
Do you make a living, or do you have a a day job?
No, I go to school and I do this and that's about it. I mean, I've had day jobs. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I used to work at the malls. And before that, the reason I worked at the malls is because I was a mall rat.
Ah. Yeah.
So you live off your woman.
Have you ever seen me? Me as a gothic? That's cute.
Mall rats.
Yeah, I used to hang out in that freaking Hot Topic. Goth in a box.
Oh, really? You worked there?
Yeah, the freaking corporate chain store that caters to the kids that hate corporate America.
Yeah, right. Go figure.
Freaking idiots.
You were going to Hot Topic?
Sometimes they have good t-shirts in there.
Black on black, like they're going to a funeral with their rainbow-colored hair. The guys wearing more makeup than Mimi Bobek from the Drew Carey Show.
I have not been to a mall in forever.
So you have no idea what Hot Topic is?
No, what kind of a store is this?
It's kind
of
like goth and like kind of like a metal kind of store, but like you always see like the 14-year-old girls with like the mascara like, you know, six inches deep on their eyes going in there.
Right.
That's why I hang out there.
It's a bunch of not good-looking kids that are trying to look like Vox.
Right.
Yeah, Vox are a model.
Wow, he knows Vox.
You know what? You bring up a good point. When you see these kids at the fucking mall, like, in the past when I went, all painted up, like all decked out to go fucking hang out at the mall.
That's right.
What goes through their head in the morning being like, why would you get all dressed up to go hang out at the fucking mall?
That's the meeting place.
It's the mall. It's where everybody's hanging out.
You're trend setting at the mall? Is that what they're thinking?
That's it, man. Look,
I go to college and there's still people walking around done up like that in ridiculous, you know, floor-length black trench coats and gigantic swishy pants with chains and rings hanging off of them and shit.
She's an educated broad.
Yeah, and then the girls, they get a little bit older and they go wear the BB. It's the same girls, too.
It's just odd to me to see somebody like shopping in Bath and Body Works in like full like fucking makeup garb, like goth garb, mm-hmm. like shopping for soap. It's just weird.
And glitter.
And like sticky black hair.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have to have it sticky. That way they look like they've been having sex.
Mm. I want to see one of these like goth kids like obscure like going food shopping or something.
They're supposed to look like they just crawled out of the grave, I think.
Right.
Yeah, most of them do, with or without the makeup.
I'm mysterious.
I never understood that. Like, when I was going to the city last week, there was just this girl, like, in this complete crazy outfit. She had like this pink hair wig and like chains all over the place, and like one of those like nose chain things to the ear and all that. And I'm like, how are you living? Like, how are you living day to day? How do you have a job like this? How, like, yeah, sure, dress however the fuck you want, you know. I mean, whatever. I'm all about, like, you know, your own unique styles and all that. But at some point, you got to be like, slow down. I need a real job, you know. And you just real not job. Dress up like that.
Yeah, they're going to dress like that and get a real job. A Hot Topic.
Exactly.
That's what they do. They work at Hot Topic.
They're going to be like the national distribution manager.
So, Anthony, what can people expect when they come to an Anthony Crescenzo? Crescenzo?
Crescenzo.
Crescenzo show.
Right. You did have it right.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Everybody screws my name up.
Not me.
I would have
a bit
it right.
about it, but it sucked.
At least you get screwed.
Listen, I had it right, man. I had it right.
That was awful, Karen.
Yeah, where's that button? You need to hit it right now.
All right, hold on.
Oh.
All right.
Post game, bro.
Anthony's deaf, I heard.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Not the ear that you guys are talking to, but yeah, I am.
Put it on your other ear. Let's see what happens. Yeah,
let's play a game.
Can we play How Deaf Are You?
Can I scream?
No.
Oh,
was a bad
no, one. No. Yeah. Somebody actually asked me, they're like, you don't look deaf.
Stop it.
That's because you're not talking like this. I just want to tell you that. We're good friends,
like,
man.
Wait, what am I supposed to say about something? You didn't look stupid until you said that. I mean,
right.
What? Kieran!
What? So what do you do?
Stop it.
What do you do? You turn your head every time when someone's talking, or?
Oh, yeah. I don't hear most of it. I don't hear about half of what's going on. No, I'd say I don't hear way more than half. Because I tune out shit most of the time. It just makes it worse.
Somebody's bombing, doesn't hear it.
He's deaf in one ear. He hears half what's going on.
Nice.
Get it? Get it?
No, no, it's true about the... I've bombed and not known it because, like, I'll hear, like, the chuckles from the side of the room that I'm working with, and I'm like, yeah. And then I walk off, and I'm like, that was a good show. Like, what are you talking about? You just tanked.
That is kind of funny.
Patrick says, I stuck my cock in his good ear so he could hear me coming.
Oh, Patrick, how adorable.
Patrick with his shitty one-liners.
Wait a minute, can I...
Hold on. Here is audio from Patrick's house. Just shot himself.
That wasn't me. Why would he do that?
Because
he's a fucking idiot.
No, no, wait, wait. No, let him explain. Why would he shoot himself here? Oh, okay.
Because it's
that's
funny.
The worst gun. That's nice. The worst gun sound.
It is. It's very good.
It's so
he's
going to
shoot himself on the radio. Yeah, we're going to see that one.
So it's Anthony Crescenzo, everybody. He is playing the Whiskey Cafe in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, I believe 2 days from now. Then he'll be at Nevada Smith's. Log on to myspace.com/AnthonyCrescenzo.
Spell that.
Actually, you guys mind me plugging one show that I got on there?
By all means.
Go ahead.
All right, there's one show. It's I think it's May 15th. It's at Tumultries. That's actually a competition for me, so anybody that can come out and, like, support me, it'd be helpful.
Competition for what?
Billy the Kid is going to close up that show. And he's like a 14-year-old. I've seen him. He's pretty decent.
This is getting
old. Wait, you're opening up for a 14-year-old?
Yeah, that's where my career's going.
Nice!
Ouch!
Yeah. Jeez. Well, what's going to happen is I'm going to tank. I'm not going to hear it. And he's going to go up and be like, hey, did you hear that joke? I don't remember.
Wait, where is this competition going on?
Oh, it's in classroom. It's right by Rutgers.
Oh, it's at Rutgers.
Yeah.
You're gonna say hello to the.
For that one.
Are you gonna say hello to the nappy headed hoes?
Oh, yeah. Look at you, the easy joke.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, Chris.
It's all about easy, cheesy.
Punching chicks and easy jokes. That's Chris right there.
So you can log on to Anthony's MySpace to check out more information on his tour dates and stuff like that. Anthony, I want to thank you for
a real website.
You don't need a website. MySpace is enough now.
No. I think I'm too cheap to buy a real website.
Yeah, you know, actually, you don't really need websites nowadays. You just have to have a MySpace. $4.95
on GoDaddy.com.
GoDaddy.com.
What are you selling GoDaddy for?
Because that's how much it is.
They just like 99 cents or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the first year, that's like $50 the next like 10 years.
Is it? Are they going to automatically charge my credit card?
If you're going to pay like the little amount of money, you get like a .info. I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. AnthonyCrescenzo.info. Yeah, people are going to find that one.
That's why I bought 5 years.
Whatever, Chris. You know what's really cool about Anthony? He had a business card. That's why I wanted him on the show. I never met a comedian that had a business card.
I have.
That's professional.
Yeah, you couldn't. Honestly. I didn't understand that when somebody actually said, really I don't have a business card. I'm like, what? I have a business card. This is a business.
Are you honestly going... Anthony can't hear me. Are you honestly going that far with... Why? Try to make it interesting?
Can he hear?
Go ahead, answer him a question because I'm not... Go ahead, you can't hear me.
Can you hear me?
Anthony!
Yeah.
Oh, okay, just want to make sure you're still there. So what gave you the idea of getting business cards?
We don't care.
Honestly, I got yelled at about the fact that I didn't have business cards, I didn't have headshots, I didn't have anything for, like, a year.
That's interesting.
And then people were like, well, you have a business card or something? I'm like, I don't have a business card. I'm like writing things down on pieces of paper. I'm like, here, this is my business card. They're like, yeah, okay. Like, nobody would call me. And so I was just like, all right, you know what? If I come out with a business card, maybe they'll call me and I still don't get called.
Oh, I was going to say,
I get called by, like, once in a while, like, by you guys, and that's it.
For bar night.
Ball four.
Yeah.
Ball eight.
Oh, yeah, that was the real reason they called me. They were like, we want you to come down to bar night. Hey, we'll put you on the radio show. Come down to bar night.
Post-game show is...
And now you're on the radio show.
What?
Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Say again, I'm sorry.
I said, and now you're on the radio show.
And now I'm on the radio show.
Did you have fun at bar night?
Yeah, no. Are you kidding me? It was great babysitting that guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy Tom?
Yeah.
Your boy? The guy was crazy, but we had fun. We appreciate you coming down, too.
Oh, no, it was a good time. I had a really good time, and then my girlfriend got drunk again.
Oh, is that why you had to leave? Because your girlfriend got drunk?
I like
to leave. Well, that was one of the reasons. I was afraid, like, she was going to get drunk and forget who her boyfriend was. No, I shouldn't even talk like that because God forbid she actually listens.
Yeah.
No, we left because I told you I had to go do something on the other side of town.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Well, I was actually puking all over the street.
Funny, but okay, thank you.
Yeah, no. Chris is really getting a kick out of you.
So, Anthony, I want to thank you for coming on the radio program. MySpace.com/AnthonyCrescenzo.
Crescenzo.
Crescenzo.
Anthony.
It's like crescendo, but with
right.
a Z.
Exactly.
As long as we know each other, I'll never get your name right.
Yeah.
Work it out, pal.
He was calling Rodian the other week, Roydian, so
can
don't
I
feel bad.
Can I just call you Tony C?
Yes. Can we call you Joey?
Not unless I gain like 150 pounds.
That wasn't funny.
I'd rather you know.
No, it's not. No.
I just don't like Tony because it sounds too Guido. I'm like afraid I'm gonna like wind up walking into a club every night for the rest of my life with that shit.
All right, Anthony, I appreciate you for coming on the program.
Yeah, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
We gotta get you down in the studio and hang out with us.
Yeah, this is like the warm up. We gotta get you down here, man. I think it'd be really cool if you came in studio.
Yeah, tell Blowjob to give me a call, and we'll definitely do that.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
All right, we'll do that. A couple years.
Right, you guys have a good time with, what's her name, right? Haley, or?
Haley,
yeah. We're going to... Yeah,
she's calling in a little bit. Look, you really know about our show.
He does.
Jeez, man. You did your homework. You're like the first guest to ever, like, actually do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have to. I don't have any material.
See, we got he's a nice guy. No.
All right.
See, he's a good guy. He did his homework.
Should we tell Anthony we're having some fun with him?
Well, just sure you realize we're all having fun.
We're having some fun.
Just a bit outside.
Okay. I'm used to it, and that's why I play around with it. It's fine.
Yeah, man. We'll have you down. You'll get to see the other side, and you'll make fun of the guests.
All right, Anthony. Thanks for coming on the program.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Yeah, man.
There's Anthony. Thanks. There's Tony C. I'm calling him Tony C.
Anthony Crescenzo.
Tony C.
Thank
on the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Figure out what the fuck we're going to do on the program today. The world's coming to an end, people. I said it first. Back right after this.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to LunaticRadio.com. Sorry, guys, that promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered. Look at
the
bitch.
The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone.
You can't see in that cuddle bunny picture that Rocket and I took at Fortnite.
Is it my pants?
Rocket's dick's on my ass. You can't see it.
We both go to the same place.
I know. We both go gay with it. It's gay already, but we take it gay.
Yeah.
That's what this show is. It's gay, and we go gayer.
Gayer. We're gay squared.
That's what I like doing when people insult me. Like, let's say they call me a jerk. I'll call myself a cock-sucking jerk. Like, I'll take it even worse.
You know, it's like, is that like,
no, you
suck. Yeah, well, I want to fuck you.
Kieran, you suck. Well, I'll suck your cock. If that's what you mean. Like, I always take it worse. Like, somehow I think that, like, defeats the insult.
Kieran, you're an asshole. Yeah, well, stick your dick up my ass.
And that, right. Then you'll see an asshole. Like, that's my defense. I just beat myself down worse than they can. I gotta go to fucking therapy.
Hey, this is Bella Donna, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Thank you, Bella.
That was a classic.
It was awesome. Perfect.
You know, I usually fuck up on those things, but I was like, not this time. I won't do it.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from The Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8033. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. call 1-800-495-8033. 1-800-495-8033. That's 1-800-495-8033.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk45.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk45.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk45.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after a $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk45.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk45.com. That's letstalk45.com.
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So you're looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that g-string for the little lady? Go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. lunaticradio.com/swag. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag. Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PooPooPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PooPooPlayer, that's PooPooPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
What up, lunaticradio.com show? Our thanks to Anthony Crescenzo.
Crescenzo.
I'll never get that right. Telling the people, being honest. Thanks, Anthony, for coming on the program. Anthony was on the phone. We had some fun with Anthony towards the end of his interview. I guess we can call it an interview. And he actually heard everything. It was kind of funny, though. He'll come down. We'll just have him down on the program.
Yeah, that was like the warm-up.
Yeah, it seems like it's better. I don't know.
Yeah, we can get back into we can get deep into the whole business card saga.
Yeah, business
cards. That's really compelling radio. Right?
That's where I lost it, when Rock is like, hey, Anthony, you got business cards. Tell us about those. And I looked at Rock. I was like, honestly, is that what you're asking right now? Do you really want to hear about his business cards?
Why not?
And then I just lost hope. I turned my mic off so Anthony couldn't hear me.
God.
Oh man, let me tell you people, the world is coming to a fucking end. By the way, email said the show, lunaticradio.com, Drunkle Hotline, 206-202 Lunets, 206-202-5666. The beautiful Heidi from Chaos Radio is co-hosting the program today.
She is.
And she's
they never call me beautiful on Chaos Radio.
Of course they don't. We're trying to butter you up to come to the Lunatic Radio show.
It's closer.
You can have me anytime.
Nice.
In what way though, we want to ask? Notice how I'm not looking at her when I'm talking.
Yeah, I know.
No game.
I know. Yeah. Remember how awkward it was when we were squeezed into the Chaos studio? We were very, very close to one another.
Hello, you made it awkward, though. You were like, I feel awkward sitting next to Kieran. And I was like, fuck, the way to make it awkward for me now.
Because we are both the same.
Yeah.
No game.
I got no penis either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You should know, Rocky.
No penis?
No penis.
Oh,
all right. I should know.
That something changes else. Everything.
Something else in common.
That's like an I know you are, but what am I? You could come back.
Yeah. You what the know. Hell's going on with the world, people? That's what we want to know. What the hell's going on? First, Don Imus is off the radio.
Right.
That is a tragedy to me.
It's nonsense.
And then what happened in Advant Tech today? Virginia Tech.
Marcus Vick. Marcus Vick went nuts.
So you're saying that the former quarterback for the Vatek football team went berserk and shot up 32 people today?
They said it was a Chinese guy.
Yeah, that was only a cover-up.
Oh.
The world is coming to
an end.
Marcus
Vick, man. It's Marcus Vick.
Well, my U.S. Cities professor, who's a Greek guy, Demis Chronopoulos.
Does he take it in the ass? He
said, at your college, which you attend?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He's like gyros?
Does anyone here know what happened at what school was
does
it?
Does anyone here know
someone
what
in the
Greeks
back of the
best?
Big lecture hall said, Virginia Tech, 22 killed, 20 injured. They didn't know. So he says, this is a very bad situation, because if it happens here, it's not good.
Did someone say, we should top him here?
He says, this is probably the worst place for you to be. So I just want to point out there is an exit.
Wow, way to not put the fucking class into a panic.
Copycat shooter, that's what he's worried
about? It's not good, he said.
It's not good.
Unbelievable.
Fucking stupid.
But I was sitting right by the door, so... He said, I guess it depends on your proximity to the door.
Wow.
Well, here's the story from News Channel 4 here in New York about the Vatek shooting.
NBC. The rampage began at 7:15 this morning. The gunman opened fire inside a dorm that houses nearly 900 students.
Piece of cake stuck
at least
in my
one
throat.
Student killed there, but then and headed back towards them.
He went up to the door and like put our feet against it to hold it shut in case he started to come back again. And, He started to try to open the door again and then started to shoot through the door. Probably six shots. Fortunately, none of those shots hit anyone. And he finally stopped trying to get in the room and I guess continued on to other rooms because we kept hearing shots.
Police and emergency vehicles descended on the 2,600-acre campus. At first, investigators were not sure if one or two gunmen were on the loose. Some students were reported seen jumping from classroom windows to try to escape. Two officials say the gunman may have chained at least one exit,
like
making it harder for those inside to escape or for arriving police to get in to try to stop him. The campus was locked down as the search for the gunman continued. Police believe the shooter took his own life after killing at least 30 others.
Oh, yeah.
Friends and relatives awaiting word on those who made it and those who fell victim.
We're just really worried because we haven't seen her at all in the entire day.
I have friends who live in the dorm that was, you know, where the shooting was and had no idea, you know, what exactly was happening the whole time.
That girl sounds fucking hot.
Yeah, you know.
I want to munch her box.
You know, it's...
Let's go. She was probably masturbating to porno. She didn't hear the shots.
I got shots. I'll just keep going.
Wait, I'm not finished yet.
Patrick's blaming the shootings on Mark Anthony Ramirez.
Of course he is.
We hold the victims in our hearts.
Do you?
We lift them up in our prayers.
No, we don't.
So let's attack Iraq.
We ask a loving God.
Yeah. Those fucking Iraqis.
Those who are suffering today.
On Capitol Hill, a moment of silence for the victims. In today's shooting, the suspect was armed with a 9mm handgun with additional magazines. He apparently reloaded the weapon several times. He also had a 22 caliber pistol.
I'm really at a loss for words to explain or to understand the carnage that has visited our campus.
So there you go, everybody. There is the story from of the Vatek shooting. Joining us on the line is Race Car Johnny. I don't know how the fuck we're going to tie this in, but
yeah.
Johnny, go ahead.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's some pretty messed up shit that happened today.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on it?
Now let's talk about car races.
My thoughts are at least he took his life so we don't have to spend our money on putting him through a freaking court trial.
Good point!
Exactly.
Point taken!
Or wasted a bullet from a cop.
You reality superstars have it all down. You know what's going on.
They do. They know everything.
Well, you know, I'm trying. I want to, you know, as much as I watched it today, because I mean, we left Texas today at like 8 o'clock in the morning. We've been on the road all day to Phoenix, and you know, it said like the first thing he did is he shot two people in one place, and then went over and did the other thing. So I'm thinking he did the first two people. I got a feeling it was like a boyfriend girlfriend thing.
Yeah,
you know. You know, like it had something to do with a girlfriend cheating or something like that. And then maybe he just flipped his lid and was like, I guess I'm going to go out blazing.
That makes sense.
When I heard the story, I figured, you know, it was like a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. He went to the chick's place, shot
Fucking
her up.
Doors, man.
And
Fucking
I was thinking,
doors.
I was like, maybe this chick probably cheated on him or something. And then he went to the classroom to try to find the guy who he thought was banging his chick.
He caught her sucking balls.
That's what I thought it was, you know. Happened.
Right. I think they also said something about that he shot his mom the day before.
Is that true? I don't know if that's true.
I've seen that on the news also. There was one thing that went across that he possibly might have killed his mom the day before, and it's like, man, this kid just totally just flipped his wig, man. Yeah, it's just really bizarre.
The one thing that I think is kind of fucked up, because these big schools are like little, like small cities. There's, you know, 26,000 people went to VodTech. I remember when I was at West Virginia University, there was a shooting in one of the freshman dorms.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Can we stick to one subject at a time, Chris?
Oh, why don't you try to do the news next?
You want to do the news?
No, you know.
Him?
So Chris can talk over it the whole time. This is Heidi. Ooh.
That is Heidi, Chris. Race car Johnny. Sorry.
I don't think I've ever been introduced to Heidi.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Hello. Look at this.
Well.
Who is Heidi? And how is Heidi?
Good.
I'm not commenting.
Right,
you're not commenting?
I'm not commenting.
They called me beautiful earlier.
There we go.
Wow. Heidi, introduce yourself.
I am Heidi from the Chaos Radio Show, which is on Friday nights on Cringe Humor Radio.
Good plug.
And, you know, I get boxed and stuff like that.
Boxed?
I like that term. It's a reference to vagina, right?
They box me.
Oh! Boxing!
I thought you were saying you munch box.
Yeah!
They box me. They throw eggs at my ass. Stuff like that.
What I was saying was... is that when I was at West Virginia University, there was a shooting in one of the freshman doors. A kid rolled into this dude's dorm and shot him up. I didn't hear about that for like 3 weeks. And all I see on the news today is people going, how didn't, you know, after the first shooting happened, how didn't the whole campus know? Well, there's 26,000 people there. It's a lot of fucking people.
And it was early in the morning, too. You know, I mean, it's unfortunate. It's really bad that it happened like that, man. That's a lot of people.
Yeah,
the world's coming to an end, race car Johnny. The world's coming to an end.
You
better win.
They're saying it's the worst mass shooting ever.
It is in U.S. history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
33 people died.
That's
it. That is crazy.
And here is race car Johnny on a reality show. What the fuck is going on?
How about that? We almost got the... We had to evacuate the racetrack on Friday. We had a tornado came within 3 miles of the racetrack.
A twister.
Now, where was the race? In Texas this week?
Yeah,
who won? Kurt Busch?
No, Jeff Burton won the race. He didn't even lead a whole lap. He passed the leader on the backstretch and led like half a lap to win the race. It was pretty good stuff.
Jeff Burton.
Did he have a restrictor plate?
No restrictor plates this weekend.
It's not a super speedway.
I don't know. Just asking.
Only super speedways, Rocket.
Give us an update, race car Johnny. How are you doing on the show? How's everything going? I know you had some time off there.
Yep, I went home for a while. That was cool. Spent a lot of time on the beach,
mm-hmm.
hanging out, refreshed the batteries.
Nice, man.
We flew back into Texas last Wednesday. The weather was pretty crummy all the way up until actually Sunday. It was pretty cold and rainy out. I did pretty good in my little challenge deal that, you know, you'll have to wait till Thursday to see.
By the way, there's some great audio I gotta get of you. You got when you guys were at Bristol, I guess the Bristol racetrack, I guess that's in Tennessee, right?
Yes.
Race car Johnny did like an announcement in front of the entire crowd, probably like, I don't know, 110,000 people or something like that at this racetrack.
Probably 110.
I don't know, what did you do? You just gave him like a pep talk or something?
They just wanted me to go up there and just hype the crowd, and I've probably never stood in front of 20 people.
Yeah, I know, you look petrified. I wish I had the fucking audio. I gotta get the audio. But it's great, because you hear Race Car Johnny on this stage or whatever, and he's doing this speech about how he's representing NASCAR and whatever, and when you're done with your speech, it's just silence.
Oh.
It is complete silence.
Who is this boy?
It's not because it's
just your stage.
It's probably more because they didn't have the crowd mic'd. Like you couldn't hear the crowd because they're so far away.
Right.
Race cars in the middle of the racetrack, probably like 200 feet away from the crowd.
Yeah.
But if the audio on the show itself on the Speed Channel is priceless.
Yeah. The audio, what they showed and how they edited it really didn't show the people in the crowd that were getting into it as much.
Yeah.
Because I was surprised how many people got up and started yelling and cheering and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and then the next week, you know, I go to Martinsville and I do the Pledge of Allegiance in front of 90,000 people.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a little scary.
You know what's so funny about this the Speed Road Tour Challenge is that the prizes you win when you do these challenges on the show, the rewards you get for winning the challenge are like nothing. They're really nothing.
What are they?
It's like when Johnny won a challenge, right?
Right.
His reward was to do the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of the race.
Right, and that was like, you know, that's kind of like a challenge in itself when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I told him, I was like, I haven't done a Pledge of Allegiance since ninth grade.
If you watch like any other reality show, like their reward is like, oh, you get a new motorcycle.
Or at least dinner.
Right, exactly.
Some sort of like
or your loved one comes to visit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you NASCAR people are so like appreciative, you know? It's just it's like on another reality show to be like, what? That's my fucking reward?
Johnny, are you getting paid for this?
Right. Well, we had on, you know, I mean, like on one end of it, though, on, you know, something that I know because you guys aren't like NASCAR fans is.
I am.
Chris,
you know, we get all access passes, though, when we get to the track every weekend.
Right.
And yeah, probably the amount of the passes that we get are up into the $1,500 to $2,000 range.
Right.
And those are just given to us. I mean, so that in itself, you don't have to win a challenge or anything. Just being able to be on the show and you get that little bit of a perk for us is cool. I mean, the mere fact that I can go walk down into the garage area or walk right into somebody's pit stall while the race is going on and just, you know, hang out. No other fans getting to do that. And I don't have to win a challenge. I could lose every challenge on this whole thing. And I'm still going to get that perk. No matter what.
Do you get paid at all?
Huh?
Do you get paid at all?
We get a per diem.
Which is?
Per week.
Ew.
That's classified information.
Oh! All right, Rich, let's announce this right off the bat. You are the listener of the millennium for wearing that lunaticradio.com t-shirt on the TV.
Yeah, good work, Race Car Johnny.
That was amazing.
So nice.
You're my hero.
I believe somebody, I don't know what it was, somebody called in this week and said they saw you wearing the t-shirt on Fox. I guess maybe they ran a clip of the Speed Road Tour Challenge on Fox this weekend.
Yeah, that's huge.
And they actually showed you wearing the t-shirt on the Fox Network.
Holy shit.
It was pretty crazy.
About that,
yeah,
he's gonna want a cut soon.
I know, right?
Now, when you guys make it big,
yeah,
I want a percentage. Damn it!
Wait, here,
no, I'm just kidding.
I have,
yeah, no. If we make it big, you get to do the Pledge of Allegiance on our show.
Yeah,
thank you.
Wait, here's
get all access pass to the studio.
Here's the phone call.
Yeah,
right here. Hold on, Johnny. Here's the phone call.
Hey, Karen, this is Big R from Harrisonburg, Virginia, and I'm getting ready to watch the NASCAR race in Texas on Fox, and I just saw your boy with a Lunatic Radio t-shirt. So as far as that Speed Channel little network stuff, I just saw him on Fox TV, and it's hard to tell how many millions of people are watching that. So, yes, he is the Lunatic Radio fan of the millennium. There.
So there you go.
The millennium.
There's a guy from Harrison.
I mean, think how many people watch NASCAR. And I'm talking, they even show that commercial at the track, too. I mean, so everybody that's sitting in the grandstands is seeing that, too.
That's great.
You know, on top of the, who knows, however many million people watch NASCAR on Fox.
I know.
You know?
I know. It's pretty amazing. I think it's kind of amazing to have somebody, you know, be watching that and then call our radio show. Like, this show isn't a big show at all.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
How about it's a guy who 2 years ago just decided to Google a radio station, and I wind up finding you fuckers. And look where it goes, you know. I mean, you guys are... You guys have always been cool as hell to me, and Joe Pack and Fagnuts back there in Bonita.
Yeah, boys down there in Florida.
Yeah, them fucking jerk-offs over there.
Oh, look at them.
Those are good guys. I went and seen them on my vacation and gave them hell. But, I thought it was cool to, you know, I was able to, you know, represent you guys just for, you know, you guys are like homies to me, so, you know.
It was a good way
to pay back. You
word them up, man. Word them up.
I appreciate it.
I just want to thank you for that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
man.
Definitely.
Definitely the most promotion we've ever got.
Ever.
any type of advertising for this radio program.
Right on, man. Right on. Well, I'll let you guys get back to the show. We're headed to Phoenix and,
say hello to my brother.
Hey, who's your favorite?
Oh, you there?
Yeah, my brother.
Right. That's where your brother lives. That's right.
Who's your favorite?
Maybe I'd hit him up for some golfing.
There you go.
Who's your favorite driver?
Mine?
Yeah.
Kevin Harvick, 29 car.
I see a roof for him every week.
Obviously, if it's his favorite driver, he does.
He's taking off this week.
I'm trying to ask rhetorical questions and garbage questions.
Ask me if he has a business card. They have business cards.
Chaos Chris, Mr. No Follow-Up. All right, Johnny.
Did you meet him?
No. Will you let him go?
All right, guys. Later.
Did you meet him?
Just don't. Oh. See you later, Johnny.
Kevin Harvick.
Goodbye.
Kevin
Harvick. Yeah, later, guys.
How was that?
Yeah,
how was
Kevin
that?
Harvick, you douchebag, later.
All right.
Bye.
See
you
later. That's the biggest thrill of his life. He gets to meet the guy he loves to watch. That's what you ask him about. God damn it.
We talk to Johnny every week. I talk to this kid.
I don't. That.
All right, whatever.
Look, do you realize he's actually a NASCAR fan?
Are you?
Yes.
Odd. How can he be a NASCAR fan? You live in Queens.
Because it's like all sports. He's into every sport.
You like NASCAR?
I love NASCAR.
Honestly. I love all sports, but I can't follow
NASCAR. He'll watch it all day if it's on all day.
It's weird.
Even when Bon Jovi shows up to perform, he leaves it on.
That was horrible. Dude, that ship has sailed for him, man.
Terrible. Horrible.
You're a weird dude, man.
He is.
What, because I like NASCAR?
A little bit.
You live in Queens. Johnny likes NASCAR.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he's from the South.
Yeah, he's from Florida.
He's supposed to. It comes in the mail.
Like, the first time it happened, I was like, you're kidding, right?
Thanks, Heidi.
Exactly.
But then you explained to me how, you know, how you appreciate it, what it is that you like about it, and I was like, all right, fine. So I kicked back, put my feet up, and enjoyed some NASCAR.
Dude, you gotta watch it, man. When they start banging each other, like, you know, like the two cars start banging each other.
I watched something else.
When they start banging each other.
He likes two guys banging each other. That's what he's into.
Dude, it's great, man. Just how rough.
Keep on going.
Kieran, I think Chris
how rough it
gets so rough banging each other.
Yes.
Is rubbing racing.
Rubbing, yeah.
And you got to love Tony Stewart, man.
Uh-huh.
That guy spins out other cars.
That's the Home Depot driver.
He's spinning out other guys, huh?
You like dropping a hammer, don't you, Chris?
Yeah, sure.
Dropping a hammer?
Yeah, on your chin.
Yeah. I think that's Heidi's role.
Oh, a little frisky over here. Just kidding.
I dropped the hammer on your chin?
Hey, can I quickly plug the Cringe Humor Show on Wednesday?
Go ahead.
Cringe Humor Show, 9:30 Wednesday at Caroline's on Broadway. I don't have the number. You can go to cringehumorshow.com, and you can get the number there. Russ Meneve, Big J. Okerson, and a bunch of other guys. Mark Anthony Ramirez, of course, who everyone seems to love.
We adore him.
There you go. That's it. And then next month.
The phone number is 212-757-4100.
Way to do it with some energy, by the way.
Hey,
it's a number. You got to call it.
Hey, you got to go. You got to go there, man. It's a good time every time.
Shahada going?
You got to go there.
She's banned from anything.
Oh, banned.
It's cunt-free.
Cunt-free?
It's cunt-free.
I don't think she needs to be banned. She's not coming anywhere near anywhere she thinks you might be.
It's a half a human size free. That's what it is. No midget. minutes of the Chris Humor Show.
All right.
And wait, one more.
Wait, he's got more. See,
quickly, Chris.
No, you got to be quick with him. You got to
go
be
ahead,
quick with Kieran.
Trying to get the flow to this radio show.
This is the last Wednesday show.
Uh huh.
And then we move to Friday nights.
Woo! And they're all gonna be chaos parties.
Yeah, there's gonna be after parties. We're gonna drink, mingle, make it an event.
Cool. This is when I can start my coke problem.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm gonna get back on meth.
Get it back on.
Let's go. Everybody doing drug fun.
Yay!
Drug problem Fridays.
Drug problem Friday. That's
DPF. All right. Yeah, so we'll talk more about the Virginia Tech thing, because that's a big story. We'll talk about Imus. We'll have Haley Young on.
Vic.
We'll talk about a bunch of other stuff. Let's get this show on the right track.
An hour and a half into it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com. Show right after this. Hey, Brittany, before we let you go, can you do a liner for the LunaticRadio.com show?
Do a what?
It's say like a little liner for the radio program. It's kind of like, hey, you say something like this. Hey, this is Brittany Stevens, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Yeah.
Go ahead, and whenever you're ready, go ahead and just say that.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Stevens, and you're listening to the Lunatic.com radio show. Woo!
Perfect!
Awesome!
The best.
Welcome! I love you.
Hey, Fat Kev, you're getting famous on the MySpace. How you feeling about that?
Yeah. Oh, the MySpace is going good. Whatever. Who cares? You want to talk to Kev? Talk to Kev.
They can't exactly talk to you. You got to read stuff.
I know. Who's that fucking, who's that chick who keeps sending me emails, dude? I can't stand that one.
She's called Stalker Connie.
Stalker Connie, dude. Tell her to shut the fuck up. I can't even read that fast. She says the damn thing so fast. I read one. It's like, fuck, Jesus Christ, stop sending shit.
I can't even read that fast. She types so fast. I love them notes.
Like, what the fuck,
Jason?
Like,
back it off. Back it off.
Maybe one like every 4 or 5 minutes, not like one every other minute. You know, it's those stupid ones. Like, you know, you get into them, you like start reading them. It's like, oh, if you read this, you're going to, you know, you'll gain $1,000 in 1 week. Read this, pass it on, forward it to 9 people, and then you'll get $1,000 next week. If I forward that thing to 27 people, I get shit. I get $1. I actually owe bills. Fucking higher education sent me a bill for $20,000. What the fuck? I said, this is Stoker County. I said, forward that to Stoker County, dude. You stole fucking money. Luck of the Irish, dude. You sent me this one with Luck of the Irish. You fucking send this one, you get Luck of the Irish, you find a fucking rainbow. I went to the fucking rainbow, I'm sitting out there, it fucking finally rained. 140 fucking days it hasn't rained in Arizona. It finally rained. I'm outside looking for a fucking rainbow because Stalker County sent me a fucking email about rainbows and poly gold. Fucking falling rain, I went looking for the fucking rainbow. Just for 4 hours looking for a damn rainbow, it didn't happen. What the fuck is that shit, dude?
I don't know what planet he's on, dude.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
You like having your salad toast?
Yeah.
What? No, I was asking the box.
Oh.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-558-7866. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-558-7866. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-558-7866. 1-800-558-7866.
Hey guys, it's Heidi from the Chaos Radio Show on CringeHumorRadio.com. And you may not know who I am, but I know you. I've watched you stride down the street bristling with technology. Your friends call you a gadget geek, but that's an understatement. If asked, you'd call yourself a technophile. Yeah, I've seen you before. So I know that the sound of my voice is reaching you through the magic of your Infusion Radio. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you've never heard of the Infusion? Why, it's only the world's first portable internet radio. So you don't know that Taurian Wireless allows users to access thousands of internet radio stations from around the world without the need for a computer? The Infusion also functions as an MP3 player and storage device. It contains an FM radio receiver, plus it comes with a set of high-quality stereo headphones, and you can see all the commands on the large LCD display. The Infusion is compact, around the size of a business card. It allows maximum portability to travelers and those stationed abroad who want to stay in touch with music, news, and comedy from around the world. So, in a nutshell, you need to get this puppy. Go to cringehumorradio.com and click the Infusion link for further details, and add one to your cart.
This is Pam B, and now back to the lunaticradio.com show.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, you can't play this.
Lunaticradio.com show, back from break. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNATIC, 206-202. Fuck you, Rock.
Are you
kidding
me?
I'm talking!
Wait, Rock.
Jesus Christ, I'm trying to intro the show, and you're fucking rapping in my ear about what I can't do.
Rock.
Dude, you know how fucking difficult it is to something when you're telling me what
I'm
can't do?
I'm not going to jail for you.
Rock it.
Cease and desist, fucko.
Until that happens.
Jesus Christ. Hello, who's this? Please save me from my radio show.
This is Haley Young.
Thank you, Haley. You are hot and I want to talk to you. How are you doing, Haley?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Welcome to the lunaticradio.com show. Haley, everybody, is a porno star, and we dig her. She's got brown hair, she's got lovely eyes, and she's very energetic, right?
I'm very energetic.
Cool. I don't even know what I want to talk about. Yeah, no, Haley, we were just having like a really stupid discussion about copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the radio show when you did.
What's your take on copyright infringement?
On what?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Haley, you are an adult film star. How old are you?
I am 23 years young.
All right, let me guess how many movies you've done. 23. Okay. When did you start?
When I was almost 20.
All right, I am going to guess. Let me punch my calculator here.
Now keep in mind, I don't take it in the rear yet.
Oh, divide by two, Karen. Divide by two.
You just threw a wrench into my equation.
Are you saving that? Are you saving that so you can make more money later
on?
She
said yet.
Hello? One thought at a time, Chris. One thought at a time.
I'm jumping here. I'm so excited.
I am saving it.
I'm punching up the numbers. There it is. 82,264 films.
I think if I had that much stress, my vagina would be broken.
We can work on that.
What?
I don't even know.
What does that mean?
I don't even know. I just want to work.
Break her vagina?
Yes. Can I break it?
How would you do that?
Probably with a wrench.
Oh, really? You know, I've had some people fuck me with some like drills and saws,
drills,
and stuff,
really?
With dildos attached, but never a wrench.
Wow.
How big was the drill bit?
There was a dildo put on
it. Oh, no.
Do you honestly think
that would have been really cool?
You're ill.
Honestly.
Why am I ill?
By the way, Haley, I am joined in studio by my co-host, Rocket.
Hi.
Our guest co-host, Heidi, who likes the vagina every once in a while.
Oh, I love vagina.
Sister.
And,
are you hot? What do you look like?
I'm all right looking. Brown hair.
What do you mean? You don't say that about yourself on the radio.
Are you near a computer?
Hold on. The chicks are talking.
Tell them to the website.
I have long brown hair, glasses.
Ooh, glasses are sexy.
She looks like Tina Fey. How's that?
I resemble Tina Fey. I suppose you could say that, yes.
She's very attractive.
I'm a Tina Fey.
With bigger cans.
Of course not. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a decent looking chick.
Awesome.
Where are you guys looking up?
Whoa!
Wow, a little friskiness. Right. Can we get a little like phone sex going on with the Heidi?
Turn off all the mics. Let her do her thing.
Can we do
that? I don't like it when you put me on the spot like that, though. I mean, if it flows naturally, that's cool. But if you turn off all the mics, then I get like
Haley, get
shy.
Her going. Haley, get her going.
Haley, yeah,
do your job.
Haley, you're a porno star. You probably know how to talk. Can you get like Heidi all hyped up for some like kinky talk?
I don't know.
Can we just try it? Like, I'll just shut off all the guys' microphones, and we'll just leave you two girls to talk to each other.
I'm getting hot right now. Can I tell you?
Ooh, I'm getting hungry.
Like, I feel like the temperature is actually rising in the room right now.
How many girls have you been with?
I've actually only had like actual sex with two girls, but I've, you know, I've like made out and touched boobies and stuff like that.
Are you more of a giver or a receiver?
I love to give. I'm very into giving.
Yeah. Had any complaints?
What's that?
Have you ever had any complaints?
I haven't had any complaints. I've had some really long, hot, you know, I suck. Yeah, sessions. That's right.
Oh, you're getting me wet. I'm like thinking about it. Like, you've only been with a couple chicks. Like, I think you need to add more to your roster.
I definitely do. It's like I'm frustrated about it because I seem to have trouble. I don't have game. You know, the lesbian girls are like put off by me because they think I'm straight. And
That's why you gotta go with the bi-curious ones and just totally dominate them.
You really do. Yeah. So
you don't go with the straight lesbians,
right?
They're no fun.
I need to work on my my confidence, my self-confidence, because the last time I was with a bi-curious girl, I wasn't aggressive enough with her, and I think I should have been far more aggressive than I was. I was nervous, I think, that I was going to offend her, so I didn't really get in there and do everything that I wanted to do, but...
Yeah, sometimes you just need to let it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Like romance, like club her with a brick, knock her out, and then get into the vagina.
Right, right. Just have my way with her, right, after she's knocked unconscious. Right.
How often do you masturbate?
Daily.
What was that?
At least once a day.
Awesome, me too.
Good.
Sometimes. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Are you wet right now?
I think I began to get wet as soon as the idea of us talking to each other was proposed, because and then I start using big words too. That's the other thing that happens. I get very nerdy when it comes to girl on girl action.
Well, I love eating pussy.
Do you really?
If I was there right now, I'd have you gushing.
I bet you would.
Holy Christ.
Yeah. I definitely... Oh, shit. What did I do?
Come on, don't lose it, honey. Get on.
Okay. Well, you were described to me as a tiny girl. You're tiny, right?
I'm very petite.
Yeah.
All natural.
All natural. Yeah, what do you mean, all natural?
I have small, petite boobs.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Me too. I hate... big fake boobs. Yeah. I don't know if you have them. No offense.
I don't have big fake boobs. No, I have average sized real boobs.
I like natural tits. Yeah. They are wonderful.
Well, you look fantastic.
Good.
I'm actually looking at a picture of you right now.
Oh, no. I hope it's a good one.
Beautiful. You're wearing a pink tank top and I can see your nipple through the shirt.
Yeah. See, that's my thing. I don't ever wear bras because I don't need them. So pretty much anything I wear, you always see my nipples poking out.
That's very hot. Wow. Great ass, too.
Thank you.
I'm looking at your photos. So, yeah. So I would definitely love to...
Is there any way for Haley to...
oh, my God.
What is Haley? Haley, what are you wearing? Let me throw the conversation that way, and I'll turn off my microphone now. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
What am I wearing?
Yes.
I am wearing a little black tank top with a cute little matching pair of booty shorts hanging out at my friend's house on his love sack.
Any
feeling
comments?
Very comfy. Actually rubbing my pussy as I'm on the phone because, you know, I can't get enough of that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, I'm turning off my microphone. Heidi, continue.
I was going to say something before.
She's rubbing her her poonan, Heidi. Focus on that.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
I don't, you see, it's the audience.
It doesn't matter. They love it. They're hornballs. Heidi.
I just wish right now that
Haley.
All right.
Let me just say one thing.
Yeah.
Haley Young, porn star, on the phone with you.
Uh-huh.
She is rubbing her vagina.
So I can get a better idea in my mind of what it would be like to eat your pussy. What's your clit like?
You don't see any pictures of it?
What's that? I haven't seen pictures of it. I'm wondering if it's like a very, you know, sort of like a small one that's sort of like flat or.
It's very small. It's very sensitive. It's small. Mm-hmm. I don't have any hangy meat curtain type pussy lips or anything.
You don't have
very very nice vagina.
You have a nice situation down there. Everything's.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I think it's one of my best features.
That's fantastic. Well, that definitely helps me in imagining that I am. That doesn't help either. Chris is here. This guy Chris is here, and he just said to me, "God, you stink." As I'm trying to, like,
come
get
on,
there.
Man.
Because I'm trying to get there. Do you understand? I'm about to say that I wish that I could smell her sweet, creamy thighs right now as I.
Hold on.
What?
Yeah, you should be saying you wish you could be tasting my sweet pussy.
Yes.
And I, yes, exactly. But you know, from the thighs, you know, to the pussy,
right.
Definitely.
All right, Chris.
I'm sure they're very soft and.
Oh my God, it's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
Let me stop the conversation for a second.
No,
hold on.
All right, good.
Shut up.
Yeah.
From here on out, you're gonna shut up.
You're
woman hater. This is going good. Push your microphone away. Sit back. Think about golf or something for the next 20 minutes. All right, Haley Young, porn star extraordinaire.
Right. And I'm
Heidi.
Between her legs. My face is between her legs right now, but I would wish that I had my hands that I could. Oh, my mic just got turned off. That I could rub my hands along the outside of her thighs and then up to cup her ass.
You're making me so hot. Since you can't do that, you should put your hands down your pants and start rubbing your pussy.
Okay, yeah, I'm rubbing my pussy right now.
Mm.
Yeah. I can actually feel the heat radiating through my jeans right now. It's like moist and hot.
That's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting me really wet right now, actually, and I think I'm starting to shake a little bit. Like my breasts are trembling.
Yeah, you're rubbing your clit.
Yeah.
Is it getting sensitive?
Yeah.
Put a little spit on it.
Mm-hmm.
And is my tongue licking?
Yeah, it's slippery.
Mmm, it tastes so good.
Tastes so good. I want to taste myself off your tongue.
Do it.
Mm.
I
want to
hear you suck it off your fingers.
Mm.
Mm. Oh,
God.
So fucking hot.
Mm. Delicious. God damn it, it's hot in here. Oh my gosh, I'm starting to sweat really bad.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Hold on, should we leave the room?
God damn! You notice I had to like actually turn my back and like not look because.
All right, Haley.
No.
We're leaving.
Hungry.
We're leaving the room. Okay. See you later.
If you guys leave the room, I might actually take my clothes off.
All right.
Oh.
You here?
But that's not
upstairs because I can't see.
I know. I wish you could.
All right, hold on one sec. I'm going to give... Haley, hold on one sec. I'm going to give you the bell.
Okay.
When you're done,
okay,
you just ring the bell.
Okay.
All right? And we'll love to come back in.
All right.
All right. Haley Young, porno star, and Heidi are going to have some sex, people. We're out of here. Later.
I need 1 second. Yeah, they're actually leaving the room. Chris... It's so, like, boys just are so intrusive sometimes. It's unbelievable.
You don't like them watching me play yourself?
I really enjoy just one-on-one. That's what I enjoy. Although, you know, I mean, adding a cock can be fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But,
Do you still have your hands on your pants?
I do. Yeah, actually, hang on. And it is absolutely soaking wet. My panties are so wet right now.
Are you going to take them off for me?
Yes.
Take them off.
Okay.
Why
don't
you stick your finger in your
pussy? Yeah. Oh, God, it's soaking
rub
wet.
Your foot with your other hand.
Yeah.
And then he's down there eating sweet pussy.
Yeah.
Licking.
Like
on
your tip. Oh, yeah. God, it's so hot. It's so hot.
On your clit.
Oh, Haley.
Making it nice and wet.
Yeah, it's so wet.
Your pussy feels so sweet.
Yeah.
It feels like it all night.
Oh, yeah.
Getting hot, baby.
So hot. I want to taste you right now.
I love my
pussy
too, baby.
Yeah. Suck on your clit.
Finger fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, really fucking hard.
Oh, yeah.
And that finger fucking you while I'm licking your clit.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to fucking keep going. But I'll make it nice and wet. Imagine it's my tongue. All over your fucking pussy. I want to make you cum so bad.
Yeah. Oh, I want to eat your pussy. I want your juices all over my face.
I want to fucking... Don't stop. I want to make you cum so bad.
Yeah.
I want to fucking taste your cum.
Yeah, it's gushing.
Fucking pussy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, rubbing on your tits. Fucking sucking on your sweet lips.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My nipples are so hard right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't stop. I want you to come to me.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine I'm down there. I want you to fucking come right in your mouth.
Yeah.
And taste your sweet fucking cum.
Oh, are you still rubbing your pussy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dude, you're so hot. I want to hear you fucking come. I want to hear you scream.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Don't
fucking
stop.
Come right now.
Yeah, come for me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, come for me.
Oh,
this is fucking hot. Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Oh, so I can't breathe, baby. Shaking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, shit.
It's dripping wet now.
I totally came. And I'm gonna lick my fingers right now.
I want you to taste your cum.
Oh, my God.
How does it taste?
It tastes awesome.
Yeah, it does. Oh, that was so fucking hot.
Yeah, thank you. I'm gonna ring the bell.
I have a cock waiting for me downstairs and some pussy. When I get done with this interview, I need to get some.
Oh, good for you.
Smells like vagina in here.
All right. All right, did everything work out well?
Everything went very well. I totally had an orgasm.
Oh, my God, I'm totally fucking wet and horny.
Wow. Awesome.
Work.
Well, I'm glad I was able to warm you up, Haley.
People in the lunaticradio.com chat room are complaining that there was no camera on Heidi.
No.
See, I said the same thing. I said it's not fair. I can't see it.
I know.
So what just took place? Anything crazy?
Oh, yeah, I totally made her come.
Was I mentioned?
Who got really frisky?
I was actually masturbating, and Haley was basically talking me through an orgasm.
Unbelievable.
She was. She said
was
she was.
It was really fucking hot.
It was hot. Thank you.
I have a friend in the room with me. He has his hand down his pants, touching his cock.
Oh, that's
Kira's going. Well,
we left the room so we can avoid that.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How big is it? All right, Haley, I don't know, should we do an interview with you?
Yeah, or not?
I think this was a great appearance.
I can come back on anytime you want.
Maybe we should leave on a high note.
Yeah, should we leave on a high note? Maybe we should leave on a high note.
Because nothing we're gonna say is going to be better than what
Well, does she want to plug anything?
Do you want to plug anything, Haley?
You guys can check me out on MySpace. MySpace.com/HaleyYoung, HaleyYoung. HaleyYoung.com will be up and running by the end of May.
Cool.
Lots of hot lesbian action, boy-girl sex, hardcore fetish, everything.
Excellent.
And possibly my first up-the-rear scene.
Woo!
Hey, now!
Somebody ring the bell.
Uh-oh, watch out.
All right.
Butt sex.
Butt sex. And you're a contract girl for Mofo Wear.
Mofo Wear?
I am a Mofo Wear girl for his clothing line.
All right. What is that about, quickly?
He has clothing line. He has girls that help promote his clothing line at parties. We host parties, and yeah, that's about it.
What about Capella clothing?
Yeah.
If anyone wants to book me for any kind of interviews or shows, appearances, jobs, I can be booked through badassmodels.com.
Badassmodels.com.
Yes.
All right, Haley. Let's leave on a high note. We'll have you back on very soon.
Definitely.
That was awesome.
Enjoy that cock.
And the pussy. I got cock and pussy waiting for me. All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, Haley. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
All right. Haley Young, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Why am I clapping like a faggot?
You're an idiot.
All right. Was that good for you, Heidi?
Yeah, I actually came.
Is that a first in this studio?
Probably. Well, yes. Actually, wait till about 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, she was the first one for the day.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, this is Crazy Clown. It rubs lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told. And you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
What the fuck is lotion in the bag?
All right, so Ray Ray sent in this song. It has nothing to do with our program other than Ray Ray calls in on Drunkle Hotline from time to time. But it's funny. I don't know why I'm going to play it, but I'm going to play it
because
I think it's funny. So here we go. Here's Ray Ray singing about one of his friends who just happens to be a pedophile.
So this song goes out to sick fuck that we know. His name is fucking Sick Dog. He likes to fart in people's face. Fucking piss in their mouth. Yeah, so for all you WoW players out there, fucking Cray, fucking Murdiac, fucking
Eagles.
Faggot Armand, guys named L Redman.
This is a BBC session
for you. What do you get when you cross a shadow priestess with the undead shaman? Fucking dead baby. Bitches.
Come on.
Got a friend, his name is Doug. What he does, it kind of sucks. He's Eager's Doug, he likes to fuck a little girls and sometimes boys. You think a Doug's a better? Catherine Doug's a pedophile. Doug's a pedophile.
In this country and you. It's simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it, just like I did. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. Do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, I've got a powerful free tape that could change your life forever. That's right, it's free. You'll discover a proven system to real estate investing that's so easy anyone can do it. I should know. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name. Since then, I've made millions in real estate. Discover the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week and become rich, very rich. You owe it to yourself to learn how my proven system can launch you towards making your first million. Call now and I'll rush you my free tape, 1-800-992-3370. There are millions of millionaires out there. Become one of them. Get your free tape by calling 1-800-992-3370. That's 1-800-992-3370.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
What up? LunaticRadio.com show.
So copyright infringement.
Heidi.
Hey, boys.
LunaticRadio.com show. Veteran break. Email said the show. LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline. 206-202-LUNETS. 206-202-5666. Hit us up. Chris has got a megaphone now. Heidi's wet in the lower extremities.
I noticed there were some girls in the chat room saying ew and gross and...
What?
You know what? Oh, well, because I got to have phone sex with a porn star.
They said this. I want to see ews. Was it Pam?
She had... It must have been.
It was, no, Pam. I don't think Pam said ew. I think it was Humi said...
Humi?
Humi doesn't like the lessies?
It's Kieran Rocket, Heidi, and... Chaos Chris from the Chaos Radio Show. This is the LunaticRadio.com show. Heidi had to hit the restroom for a little cleanup.
Head.
What's up with that, Heidi?
Cleanup?
Well,
what happened? Because we don't know what happened. We couldn't hear you.
Everything is completely saturated right now. In fact, when I stood up, I was afraid that I was going to have like a mess. Like I was like, oh, I wonder if I should cover my ass because like it was just. It was gushing.
Well, I'm getting some feedback from the listeners. Some of them are saying you dropped a load.
I dropped a load. Yeah, I came.
Yeah, leakage.
Einstein's.
You did have a little waddle as you walked out.
Because like my ass crack was all wet.
Sure, no, I understand. Absolutely.
Happens to me all the time.
And I wanted to, of course, wash my hands because I feel like I don't want to touch anything in here because I had cum on my hand.
Wow.
That's all right. Go ahead, just touch everything.
Lick it later.
I was going to type, and then I was like, oh, wait, no, don't touch the keyboard.
Wow.
So that was the first time with a woman of the adult film industry.
That was not my first time having phone sex with a woman, but it was my first time with a porn star.
Sure, right. Wow.
You could be in porn now.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, you're in.
Cool.
You can clearly do phone sex.
Oh, yeah, phone sex I'm all right with.
I just realized how cool that is. You can now go the rest of your life saying, yeah, you had phone sex with a porn chick.
I know. I'm
jealous.
Like, the internet, no less.
Kate never did that with me.
By the way, judging from the bookings Jenny Blowjob does, we're going to have you down probably every other week just to have phone sex with a porno girl. Because we're sick of talking to him.
No, we're not. I'm not sick. You are.
Oh, shut up.
I love porn ladies.
Rocket loves sucking ass.
You mean porn whores.
I think I definitely need to practice, though, too. Because, like, I think it got better as I went along.
So you were practicing with her.
Well, I'm saying I need to keep doing that so I can get better at it. So, you know.
I like that philosophy. Karen, get on it.
Mm-hmm. This is what kind of phone calls she's going to be getting.
Go ahead.
Oh, Heidi, that was so good. I want to drop a load to your voice. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby, I'm going to squirt a map of Hawaii on your chest.
She gets calls like that once in a while.
By the way, Chaos Chris does a great impression of Bill Clinton.
See, everyone thought that was George Bush.
We said George Bush last time.
Yeah. Really? I just thought it was nothing important.
Yeah, so the world is coming to an end. Let's get back on that topic.
I don't want to talk about that.
Longest running thing.
Okay, I'm just going to keep rubbing my pussy.
Wow. Dude, it's a big thing. You got to acknowledge it, right?
Well, absolutely.
I wonder if we have any listeners at Vautech.
Heidi, I'm jerking off to your mouse.
Do we have any listeners at Vautech? Because we have a lot of college listeners, that, you know, kids in the colleges.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe. It's potential.
At the old computer labs, typing away, watching the internet porn, trying to roll one out with 30 people in the room. I've done that.
Oh!
Not really, because there are a lot of windows.
You went to West Virginia.
Like, looking from the outside.
Oh.
You went to West Virginia, so you might have fans in the neighboring state.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
See that?
Way to catch on.
Yes.
I'm quick-witted.
I know you are.
Thanks.
That's why you're the host of the show.
Thank you.
Unlike some people.
Whoa. Rocket?
What? I didn't say anything.
Look at you taking shots at my co-host.
Rocket and I have this thing.
He's my partner in crime.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the world is coming to an end, and I wonder if we do have some listeners at Vautech.
What is it about the Virginia Tech shooting that makes you feel like that's apocalyptic?
Because it's fucked up. Shit's just going on. Every week we got radio lists. I'm trying to equate the Vautech shooting to Imus getting fired.
All right, here we go.
Well, racial tension.
Again,
you're right,
apocalyptic,
you're right.
Indeed.
Yeah, but like it's...
Ridiculous racial tension. That was ridiculous.
It's like you're every right. week we got this story that's just fucking ridiculous. I mean, this one's serious. I mean, this is crazy. This is the worst single shooting in U.S. history.
That's Marcus Vick's fault. I'm calling him out, man.
Now, explain to the people who Marcus Vick is.
He's the brother of a Pro Bowl All-Star quarterback, Michael
What's
Vick.
What's the Pro Bowls?
Pro Bowls.
Starving.
He plays for the Falcons, and he's a multi-million dollar football player.
And what does he have to do with Vautech?
And he used to be a player. He used to be a quarterback at Vautech. And then when he graduated, his brother took over.
Mm-hmm.
His brother was like the bad brother, you know.
Right.
He had less talent and just like, you know, a violent behavior.
Right. And he was accused of rape, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
So you're thinking
at Vautech. Right.
So you're thinking he was the one that shot up the joint.
I think he shot up the joint and then he shot the chink, and
took off, and everybody blamed the chink.
Gotta love people from Queens, man.
Vatek, man.
They don't pull punches. They shoot
Rockets
straight.
From Queens.
I got audio of the shooting. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Anybody?
Here oh, I got it. Oh, no.
Go ahead, Rock.
I know.
Go ahead.
I don't want to do it. Put it real. Let's try to be real about this. No!
I got audio of the shooting. Go ahead. Let's play that.
All right. Oh, it's the juggernaut, bitch, and I got a bitch with me.
I don't know why.
Get off your knees.
More like a...
Wait a minute. Everybody get out of the way. There's a mad Marcus Vick.
Can you take that away from him?
There's a mad Marcus Vick. Driving everybody crazy. He's mad at the nappy-headed hose joke. He's shooting everybody up. Oh, no, we actually got audio of what the gunman was yelling as he was running through.
Go ahead.
Suck my guard, Kelly ass! So, let's say this guy was
Asian, right?
Yes.
Oh, you know, make fun of me no more. You don't make fun of me no more. And then
you hear the people taunting him as he's shooting everybody.
Chinky wanna Twinkie, Chinky wanna Twinkie.
Words expressed by Chris Chaos. Chris, sorry. Yeah. Not the words of Lunatic Radio.
Listen, he was a fucking chink at Virginia Tech. You know how hard that must be?
No, he's not. He wasn't a student there, they said. He wasn't a student.
All right, so he's a chink living in Virginia. You know how hard that is?
Yeah. Stressful.
No, point taken.
So you're saying he shot up the Virginia Tech University because there were no good Chinese food places around?
No, I don't think that. I think people made fun of his small penis size and
he got frustrated.
Yeah. And his girlfriend, we were talking about the girlfriend theory before, right?
Uh-huh.
That's probably what it is. The girlfriend left him for a guy with a real cock and he got upset.
Ouch! Yeah, take out 32 other people?
Hey, listen, he just said, here's all the other people that made fun of my small cock.
Oh!
See that? Targeted.
Look at you.
Heidi, any comments?
Figured it all out.
I'm a little distracted.
She can't sit well right
it's
now.
It's either that or the Marcus Vick theory.
Heidi's sitting all awkwardly right now. It's fantastic.
Working on hygiene.
Get on your knees,
I'm actually sitting on the side of my thigh instead of my
She can't sit
ass.
On her ass.
Get on your knees,
it's
bitch.
It's all liquidy.
That's where you belong.
Which one of us is going to smell that seat?
Me! Hungry. You know what I learned when chicks
Solvin.
Get when chicks get aroused? I'm not even like doing a bit. Like I got hungry. It was the weirdest thing.
Did all you right. really smell like pussy in here when you came back?
Yeah, I had the sense of vagina. I was like, vagina's here. Mm-hmm. He was like, yes, it's present. It's omnipresent.
All right, so we have audio of the shooting at VodTech, right?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Gunshots.
Rag him, rag ball. Allah, ha ha, rag ball.
It doesn't sound Asian.
No. Oh, that was me being Middle Eastern. That was me trying to be a Negro.
Where was this audio from? Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Can you shut his microphone off?
I'm trying.
What did I do wrong?
Everything.
What did I do wrong?
Where was that audio from? Is that like from a cell phone?
That was a cell phone camera on the VodTech
was it really?
campus, yes.
Oh, I didn't know. You were joking around.
No, that actually is audio. There's the cops. They were shooting up the joint. I don't know what the hell was going on.
Chinky on a Twinkie.
In the background, I didn't hear it.
I'm going to play it again. I didn't really hear what was going on. Let's play it again. You're an ass. You had a good joke and you fucked it up. Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights.
Yeah, but he doesn't act like that on Chaos Radio Show.
I don't even talk. I got a
blue. Oh, yeah, he does.
I got a blue horn now. That's why.
But he comes here and he gets giddy.
Chinky wanna Twinkie. You don't make fun of me no more. You don't make fun of me no more.
Oh, is it confirmed that it was an Asian?
It was Marcus Vick.
I heard a Chinese American.
Yo, man, it was me, Marcus Vick. You know what I'm saying?
blasted those motherfuckers.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Because they kicked my ass out of this fucking school.
Wow, it's just horrible, man. What a horrible story. I don't know if a lot of our listener base went to college, but you can imagine how fucking terrifying that is. If you're just chilling in the class, probably half hungover at fucking 8 o'clock in the morning, sure, listening to some professor talk about some bullshit, definitely. And some kid rolls in with a fucking gun and starts shooting up
what
the joint.
What kind of gun was it? Did they say?
Huh?
What kind of gun was it?
It was a 9mm. He had two of them.
Oh, man.
Fucking just horrible, dude.
Wow, this already hit Beijing. I just went over to Google News and like there's reports from Beijing.
Really?
Yeah, man.
It's that big of a story? It's worldwide?
What are they saying in Beijing?
Well, they're reporting the same story everyone else is.
Why do you need the bullhorn?
Hold on. What are they saying in Beijing?
He's like seven.
What did you say?
Wow, they got great communication over there. Still stuck in Vietnam with that communication. That fucking transmission over there.
You Americans turn all people into animals.
Wow, this guy. I mean,
what?
What else, Rock?
Well, he was saying that they had two handguns. I mean, because when I first heard, I was like, man, this guy is like just blowing people off, but now making more sense because he had two handguns carrying multiple clips of ammunition.
He's
such a retard.
You know what Rodian would say if he was here?
What would he say?
Me Chinese.
Oh, I wish I knew that song. I would do that.
This is the Chaos Radio Show.
Me shoot 32 students at Bot.
By the way, people are saying that Chaos Chris sounds like Cousin It.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever works, right?
So it was 33 people dead, including the gunman. Just a horrible, horrible tragedy at Vatek today, man. It's just, just terrible.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. That's awful. Last semester, somebody got stabbed in a dorm at my school, and you know.
Did you hear anything about it though?
I heard about it on the news.
So there you go. That's the same thing that happens. When everybody was complaining today at Vatek, saying, "Hey, why weren't there alerts put out after the first shooting?" 26,000 people go to that school, man. Mm-hmm. You got to understand that it's like a small city.
Right. Even my college, I mean, there was a girl that was raped, and I was on the school paper. We didn't hear about it until 2 weeks later, and we fucking hear about everything.
Right. At West Virginia, shooting went down, and I didn't hear about it for weeks.
That's weird. Usually, did they catch the guy? Because usually if they don't catch the guy, then it becomes a big thing. Yeah, like they have to alert everybody.
They didn't catch the guy, and that's the thing. They tried to cover it up, but they couldn't find the guy.
Even shit when people, you know, hurt each other. Like, when I was at West Virginia University, there was a kid up the road from me, just a couple, you know, buildings over, who hung himself in his room. I didn't hear about that for like a month.
Look at this fucking EMT on television. He's like smiling. He's happy to be on television.
Why is there a crosshair right in the middle of his face?
I don't know. Is that?
Because the
about
Asian.
To be taken
it's
out.
A target.
Yeah.
They're watching MSNBC.
What is MSNBC doing? Like, this is like their raw footage shot? What
that
a
was
fucking
really
hacky
bizarre.
Thing. That is like hacky. That's hacky news.
Brian Williams talking to us is interviewing a guy on the campus of Vod Tech.
Very much. And Anne, that is the situation here. We'll be back shortly for now.
You have nothing, Williams.
Right. In New York.
Nothing. All right, Brian, thanks. Well, President Bush expressed his sorrow about the tragedy. And joining us now from Washington is NBC.
I still bang her.
I bang her.
Bang her, sorry.
David Gregory tonight.
Shut up.
The president is with
your board. Let's hear what the president had to...
You're just jealous, right?
I am, kind of.
This has been made. And what is
this is a huge story just taking over the country.
In this national tragedy.
Don Imus is sitting home going, thank fucking God.
Well, I mean, thank God the whole Don Imus thing happened just to get rid of the Anna Nicole.
Virginia Tech's president and to the governor
that was still going
of
on.
Virginia today as well. At this point, the people I'm talking to in the White House say it's likely that the president will go tomorrow to his service that'll be held at Virginia Tech tomorrow.
All right, whatever.
I guarantee you all the presidential candidates show up.
Yeah.
Like Hillary Clinton. Oh, Hillary Clinton was supposed to meet with Rutgers girls tomorrow.
She probably great. Fuck that.
Yeah, she's headed down to Virginia Tech. Yeah,
she's going to VaTech, sucking the cock of the university.
So are you happy headed home? So I'm headed down south.
You'll put back on her a fake southern accent.
Yeah, how trivial does the Imus thing look now?
Yeah. It's garbage.
Exactly.
It's nothing.
Right.
It's nothing anymore.
I am outraged.
Yeah.
I am outraged. I'm black. Pay attention to me.
Dude, I am praying to God Al Sharpton comes out publicly and just says anything about that Rutgers situation.
Oh.
I am praying just so we can see how ridiculous he is.
He's so pissed right now.
Yeah, oh,
he's
pissed.
His attention's gone.
He had at least another 2 to 3 weeks that he can milk.
Gone.
He's probably going, why couldn't a gunman be a black man?
Yeah.
So I'd have something.
Why couldn't he be a black man so I could have been out in West Virginia? Oh, Virginia Tech.
Right.
And fight for the black people. He was innocent boy. He got coerced. Coerced, damn it. Black power.
Don Imus made him do it.
Yeah.
Don Imus, damn it.
Both in.
Don Imus.
Tell Don Imus his fault.
Yeah,
fucking Don Imus.
Imus made him.
Don Imus went on the Rudy Champagne. Shooting rampage. Rudy Champagne.
It was a Don Imus Asian joke 2 years ago that made him flip out. That's what Al Sharpton would say.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Fucking fat bastard. Do you want to hear what President Bush had to say about the shooting?
Sure.
Yeah. I have that audio.
Go ahead.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Hold on, Rock. I didn't actually hear
well
that.
Well done. Well done.
Go ahead, Rock. I didn't actually hear what he had to say. Here is President Bush earlier today, commenting on the VaTech shooting. Rocket, please play the clip of President Bush.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
You're not supposed to talk over
I love
it.
That quote. I love it. I love that fucking quote.
Wait, I got audio Kay Frost on the situation.
Yes, you can't help but see my boobs.
That's her take on the whole
Med
situation.
Med chemist, new caveman lawyer, so you can be satisfied. Someone got your reference.
Man, I respect Mad Beat.
Does the Juggernaut have anything to say about the VaTech shootings today?
Yeah.
Pimp smack your ass, bitch!
That's Al Sharpton.
That was Al Sharpton.
Yes.
Oh, I got mistaken.
Yeah.
That was Al Sharpton live today from the VaTech campus. Al Dukes has something to say.
No way.
Yeah. Al Dukes earlier today was talking to CNN about the VaTech shooting.
I'm gay. Yeah, I'm gay. I like swollen balls. I like a big butt or a penis. Hey, I'm the gay guy. Remember me? Everything I do is because I'm gay.
Apparently had no concern for what happened at the campus. Just wanted to talk about himself. What a self-indulgent
That's
asshole.
That's fucked up, man.
Oh, Kim, they have audio of your thoughts about it.
Oh.
Really?
I was down there today.
Wait, what?
Oh, go ahead.
That wasn't it. I hit the wrong one.
Anything?
Here's your audio.
Holy shit. I'm sucking Jamie Kennedy's cock and feeling his balls.
I always have to be talking about cock, no matter what the situation.
It's a shooting.
I am just cock envy.
They caught me a few times, too.
The cock envy just takes over. My whole family could be shot dead, and I am just fucking talking about sucking cocks. I don't care.
Just watch cocks.
All right, here is President Bush live from Capitol Hill or someplace where he's trying to be funny or
terror.
Presidential.
It's not terror.
It's strategery.
It's terror.
That is Bill Clinton, asshole. Get the fuck in.
It is terror.
It's Bill Clinton impersonating George Bush.
There is George Bush today.
By the news of the shootings at Virginia Tech today.
Today.
The exact toll has not yet been confirmed. But it appears that more than 30 people were killed and many more were...
Hooked on many phonics, and I'm learning to read.
I don't have many words in my vocabulary.
Right.
Wounded.
I have 11, he has 12, and he's running the country. What the fuck is going on? He should be doing internet radio talking about sucking cock.
I've spoken with Governor Tim Kaine and Virginia Tech President Charles Steger.
Here.
I told them that Laura and many across our nation... are praying for the victims,
you don't speak for
and their
me.
Families, and all the members of the university community who have been devastated by this terrible tragedy.
Gee.
I told him that my administration would do everything possible.
What's with the dramatic delay?
Yeah, because that's what he does.
Because he's thinking of words.
He doesn't know what to say. He's reading off the paper.
Right, he's reading it.
He can't read.
He can't read. There you go.
My thoughts and prayers are with you.
Wait, I got audio. Can I play audio?
That's Tony Danza.
Go ahead, Rocky. You got something? You got other comments from President Bush today?
By the powers
that be. No, that was. I keep it in the wrong place.
You stink.
That's awful. All right. I had it all prepared.
Here's President Bush.
Possible to assist with the investigation. And that I pledged that we would stand ready to help local law enforcement and the local community in any way we can.
And we will invade Vatek. We're coming from the south and hitting from the north with some aerials.
We want their oil. Yes.
We'll fucking start drilling.
We're going to take them down. Hey, why is NBC interviewing Matt Lauer?
I'm sorry. Oh,
wait, is this like a paradox?
Brian Williams is interviewing Matt Lauer. Why is that?
It's like a man in the street off.
They're asking questions to each other.
What did you hear? What did you hear?
And for now, back up.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, damn it.
And that's all for now.
Whore.
We've missed it twice.
Jesus. I'm surprised President Bush didn't call the fucking students at Vodtech insurgents.
Yeah, right. Fighting the war on terror.
They're fighting the war on terror on their own soil.
This Asian was a terrorist.
Terrorist.
North Korea. And he's trying to attack our lands. This is ground for us to attack North Korea.
In this time of sorrow, schools should be places of safety and sanctuary and learning. When that sanctuary is violated, the impact is felt in every American classroom and every American community. Today, our nation grieves with those who have lost loved ones at Virginia Tech. We hold the victims in our hearts.
You said that already.
We lift them up in our prayers.
Patrick, you're saying it was revenge for Hiroshima.
Patrick coming up on the show.
That's it. Drop a bomb.
President Bush continues. Whack, whack.
We ask a loving God.
We're going to be. What's that doing anything?
I don't know.
Exactly.
What did Fat Kev have to say on the Vodtech campus today?
We're going to be. Fat Kev, we're going to be. Getty blowjob. What are you going to do, dude?
That would be his take on it, though.
Dude, it's fucked up. How's it going to be?
Dude, cause lights when it's taking care of everything.
This is why cause lights should be in every room.
All right, there was President Bush earlier today giving his words, thoughts, and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
To the young kids at Vodtech.
He's not my president.
It was some hardcore shit, man. I hate to poke fun just, at it. We're not really poking fun at it.
I'm making fun of George.
You can just picture Bush, like, in his sleep, just going, tear. Tear.
Mm-hmm.
Tear.
Yeah.
Tear. He's trying to get the O in there, but it's not working. Tear.
Chris had a great line about how George Bush was trying to tie this in so we could invade North Korea. Right.
That Asian was sent here from North Korea. This
is
ground for us to attack North Korea.
Get their oil.
Wait, you have to say the nuclear threat of North Korea.
He tried to kill my father. It's war. Let's not forget, he tried to kill my family.
Oh, my God. All right. So, yeah, that was horrible today, dude.
Remember when he made that personal?
What?
When he made that personal, he goes, let's not forget, he tried to kill my father.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
It's like, all right.
So he can really bring it home to the American people. Speaking I just wanted to hear him say nuclear.
What's that? Nuclear?
I just wanted to hear him say nuclear.
Nuclear.
Aw, that's good. You actually have a difficult time mispronouncing nuclear.
Nuclear.
Yeah, how fucked up is that?
But he says nuclear.
Nuclear.
He can't say nuclear.
Nuclear.
There you go.
All right.
Here, can I try to push this rest of his speech again?
All right. Wait. Rocket's got more clips from President Bush's speech today. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man. You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click. It's real easy, man.
How's that go? Fool me one. And,
shame on me.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. You ain't never gonna fool me again. That's just the way it goes. Is that the way it goes? Kind of, Lisa. Is that the way it goes?
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
Help me out on this. How it goes?
We got drunk calls, everybody.
Mr. President, we're taking a break.
Kiernan.
All right, let's take a break. We got drunk calls, everybody. We got drunk calls and a lot of other stuff. Stick around. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Rock him with me.
Phoenix Titan Blade. Some white.
Rock him with me.
Silver. And I am LunaticRadio.com. Bitches.
Oh, by the way, Anna Nicole dead.
No, wait.
She's still dead.
Stop. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Let's see what Jack Cafferty has to say.
Fix the Department of Homeland Security. Email your thoughts to CaffertyFile at CNN.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile. Okay. Is Anna Nicole Smith still dead?
Yes, she is.
We're going to updating our viewers coming up shortly. I
can't wait for that.
She's dead.
Still dead.
Still dead, Jack Cafferty.
Incredible.
No problem.
Is she going to like set the record for the person who's been dead the longest?
No worries. Did you see the fucking coverage this week, Anna Nicole?
No.
They were taking the body from the morgue to the plane where they're going to fly her to like Bermuda or wherever the fuck she's going to get buried.
Right.
Yeah.
They actually followed that ride.
Oh my God.
Like on all the cable news networks.
Oh my God.
Why? She's a whore.
Oh, stop it. I don't know about all motorcade.
The only reason why they're following it so long because there was this, like...
Got numbers, ratings.
Yeah, well, because there was a potential, like, story brewing, but I think it kind of just, like, fell apart.
No way, this kid's not story. This kid's going to get old and have...
No, but there was, like, you know, who killed who? Like, maybe this is all, like, one giant, like, setup plan or something, you know, maybe, you know... set up that they were both killed, or you know, maybe the family set it up. You know, there was a lot of possibilities of you know where this story might have went. That's what people. What's the point of that?
That's what we love.
Pointless. Anna Nicole. Pointless.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Describe Anna Nicole in one word. Pointless.
Stop.
What?
Apologize to her now. She's probably listening. Now apologize to her.
Okay, dead and pointless.
That's two words.
Be nice.
Not to her. It's all one. She didn't know how to spell. But she's dead, so she don't have to worry about it.
Oh, stop.
What?
Oh, God, it's so hard.
Well, you're beautiful, and you're pressing up against me.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-322-1883. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-322-1883.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from The Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8033. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8033.
1-800-495-8033. That's 1-800-495-8033.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-558-7866. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-558-7866. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-558-7866. 1-800-558-7866.
And now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Good segment, last segment. Thanks, whoever came on the show tonight, thank you.
Hey, I was here.
Rocket was here.
Hey.
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunkle Hotline.
You had it coming.
206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666. Did you see me hit the post right there? That was great.
Nope.
Kieran, rock in the studio. Heidi from Chaos Radio.
Beautiful Heidi.
Who is still trying to figure out what's going on.
My pants dried up.
Thank you.
They're all crusty now.
Chaos, Chris.
It's so great what we did, Kieran.
Yes.
Like, we connected Heidi.
I'll tell you this.
With a porn chick tonight.
I'll tell you this.
That is right.
The Chaos Boys ain't going to be happy about this one.
No.
What's
going to happen? Is this going to be worse than the booby situation?
This is going to be way worse than the booby situation.
Really? We win, Kieran?
Hold on. We got to explain the booby situation.
Yes.
Heidi, well, I don't know how many months ago it was, but about 4 months ago, whatever, she was in our chat room listening to our program. Mm-hmm. And from time to time, Rocket and I will reference the chat room for the people listening live. They're on the webcams or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Heidi was in there, and she was on a webcam, and she showed some cleavage.
Cleavage.
We pointed it out on the show. Fancy. That Heidi from Chaos Radio was showing cleavage. Apparently, oh shit, I need to be hit by the bat.
Podcast?
I said the word I can't say.
What did you?
I wouldn't even realize. No, I get to do it.
But I want to get hit by the bat.
You
all right, quickly hit me with the bat because I want to get to the story so we can do some other stuff on the show.
That's an eager beaver.
I said the word.
I want to do it.
I want to hit
Go ahead, Chris. Hit me right.
This is for you, Pampy.
Go ahead.
Ah, you mother.
Wait, you got to hit me too. Can you hit me on the butt, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Quickly. Heidi's going to get spanked. Oh, my God. Look at this.
Jesus.
Hold on. Let me turn up the gain so the people can hear it.
You're doing the tuffle shuffle over there.
Go ahead.
I'm doing it left-handed, so, you know, it's not going to be as hard.
It's very loud right now. Heidi's going to get hit on the ass. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God. You really hit her hard.
I felt the pain.
You are a woman hater.
You are awful.
They're a horse.
Oh, my God.
Did you just hear that, people? All right, so Heidi was in our
megaphone.
Heidi was in our chat room. She shows some cleavage, and it was a huge discussion on the Chaos Radio program about how Heidi's boobs are their boobs.
Right.
The Chaos Radio show owns Heidi's boobs.
Right.
And
if I'm going to show any part of my boobs anywhere, it should be.
Right. So what you did on tonight's program, having phone sex with the porn star,
is going to cause a major problem.
It's going to destroy them.
In fact, it's probably going to take up a whole freaking show, and I'm never going to live it down.
Oh, it fills up a segment or two. That's gold.
By the way, people in the chat room are saying Chris is a savage.
He is.
And that Heidi's boobs are part of the association.
You can hate me now, but eventually you're going to love me. Just like everybody else.
Fuck you till you love me.
All right. So,
fuck you till you love me.
Well, Pam B said my scream brought her back, but she missed then the part where Chris hit Kieran with the bat and said, "This is for you, Pam B."
Right. See, you're showing love to Pam B.
See?
Look at that.
How about this? Fuck Kieran, man. Maybe he fucked her over.
That's fucked her over.
Yeah, that's
how do you know? How do we know he didn't fuck her over?
I fucked her over. I was such a
fuck.
That's
it. From
dick.
Now on, I'm representing women. From now on. The only thing about me is a chick with a penis.
Now, yes. Now he's with the organization instead of the association.
Yeah. He played me, she says.
Call me Chris with a cock.
I've been playing Pam B since day one.
Yeah. Checkmate, bitch.
I got you, motherfucker.
I see right through that awkward veneer of yours.
Yeah, I'm going to profess my undying dedication to you.
Yeah.
And then...
And then cry.
Who really loses, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Suck on that, bitch.
For the radio. I use you as material, you stupid bitch.
What are you doing now?
What? I'm doing you. I'm doing you.
Okay.
What is going on?
Hey, no, you just took the joke and went somewhere else.
This is not a show anymore. It's nonsense.
Just all of it now.
I'm hungry.
Yes. That's
dang. You got any cereal back there? Rocket, don't disappoint me. Right. Don't disappoint me.
Can anybody?
Where's the cowbell?
Can anybody tell me what has happened to Avril Lavigne? Now, I'm a fan of Avril Lavigne, the pop star.
Are you?
Are you? Come on.
Not like a fan. I just want to tap her out. Yeah, fucking hey.
She has a habit of spitting on people.
Oh, God, she could just spit on my car.
No.
No rod zone.
Any guy.
That's what every girl should get, right in her eye.
There are guys in this room. Tell me you wouldn't want to bang out fucking Avril Lavigne.
I don't know. Don't throw it down.
I don't think I'd bang her. I just jizz in her face.
Now, you know what? The girl I enjoyed the Avril Lavigne when her first album came out. She was the, I don't know, teen angst, like I'm a lost girl. Type of chick. I loved it. I ate it up because she was a little tiny broad.
Sure.
Sucker.
Vulnerable.
Nice little ass.
Yeah. Supple and vulnerable.
She was so tiny that you could just pretty much bang her out and literally toss her from the bread. She was bread. Bed. What?
We have the cold Chris Hansen.
What are you doing here?
I'm banging Avril Lavigne out.
Sex. Will you tell me sex with Avril Lavigne, an underage Avril Lavigne?
There's no mistaking, this is a child.
Hell no, she isn't. It's Avril Lavigne, Chris Hansen.
That's terribly sexy.
Yeah, damn right it is.
Yeah, but you're talking about it when she was underage.
She wasn't underage when she put out.
A couple years ago she was.
No, she wasn't.
Sure she was. She was like 16 when she came out.
I still bang her out.
With that tight little Hooter shirt on. Remember that picture?
She was 17 when she put out her first album. Actually, I remember doing a bit on her on the
progress.
Show.
She was very cute.
But when she became above 18, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Legal.
I would have banged her out.
Well, 17 is legal in New York, so.
She was 18. Thank you very much, people.
17 is legal in New York.
Wow.
Yes.
Sure. As it is. Consent. So she has to write you a note saying you can bang me out.
Right. I want one of those notes.
But what has happened to Avril Lavigne? Jimmy, she had the fucking, I don't know, it was still poppy music, but it had some substance to it. Now, what the fuck has happened to her?
You're going to have to tell me because I don't know.
Here's her new song. It's called Girlfriend, everybody. Let's play a little bit of
it.
He bought the CD.
Gwen Stefani's
This is awful.
That's what she's doing.
I like Hollaback Girl.
What the fuck is this? Should be on like the Disney Network.
You do like Hollaback Girl, that's right.
I mean, I don't think anybody really cares that about Avril Lavigne, but what the fuck?
You know what that is?
They're gonna make money,
but
Karen.
It really reminds me of this shit is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Right. The
Ooh,
fuck
can
we
play that?
That was annoying.
It's a good song.
You're annoying.
That was good, Heidi. Let's get the contracts going.
What has happened to Avril Lavigne?
You know what it is?
Where's our little teen angst girl?
You know what it is? They wrote her a check.
Uh-huh.
$10 million.
Right.
To shut a fucking mouth. They said, now we control you. We buy you, you little cunt. We bought you, you cunt. You belong to us. You'll sing what we say.
Who is she married to? Is it
some skateboarder.
Kid from Sum 41? Is that the
Oh, yeah, is that it? Yeah, I think you're right.
I thought she was like...
And they go around spitting on people together.
Awesome. So it's adorable.
You're saying that her record label came to her and said, listen, you cunt. You're going to sing what we want you to do.
Absolutely.
Sony BMG.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what
we hereby cunt.
Tommy Mottola called her into the office and said, hey, listen, little cunt. You're going to sing this.
And while you're here, lick my balls.
You remind me of a young Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah, of course he did. He
bent over.
Here it is. What happened, Avril?
She got old.
Where's my little confused girl?
She's not confused anymore.
She's lost. She, like...
Like still punkish. She can jump up and down.
Sounds like Courtney Love post
baggy pants.
Last album, really, no one, even Z100 right now is gone. What the fuck are you talking about, Karen?
Z100.
Well, I mean,
because they're talking about you.
Is this the only track you've heard? Because this could just be one track.
No,
no. I read a review in the New York Post.
Of course you did.
I heard another song she did on Saturday Night Live on this past Saturday.
Yeah, I watched that too.
Sounded exactly the same.
Yeah, she's fucking. Like, this album should have been her first one, like, when she was 14 or 17, whatever the fuck she was.
Yep.
It's horrible. She's got to be talking about some cock. That's what I'm telling you.
Right.
And she's gotten her second album all about cocksucking.
She didn't evolve.
That's right.
Disappointing.
Well, that's like, look at, what's that, Nelly Furtado. She started with the, you know, she's the I'm Like a Bird, I'm gonna Fly Away, and now she's doing Promiscuous.
True, right. It was a progression.
It's a total switch.
What I'm saying is, Avril was all, you know, kind of hardcore or whatever, her first album. Now she's like fucking teeny bopper again.
Right.
What the fuck?
That's what sells. That's what sells, and that's what they did. They told her, here's a fucking check. Shut your mouth and listen to what we have to say.
This is what I'm saying. Avril Lavigne's music caused that kid to shoot up Botek.
Probably.
Oh, look at that connection.
He said.
You sold it. Case closed.
She sold out. There's no reason to live anymore.
Yeah.
She was the last girl I thought wasn't a whore, and she is. She's a whore from the industry. And shut up, everybody.
I love Chris.
The last non-whore.
Bad movie title.
Production value.
Avril, you little cunt. What happened?
Do you really care about the music? I
don't. I actually don't. You know the theory I have about listening to this type of music? I'll only listen to it if the chick is hot. That's
get you laid.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, are you kidding me? She's smoking.
I didn't like what I saw.
I saw the video on, I was watching MTV today. I saw the video. She's a little cutie.
Little
butt
cutie
huggers.
Cutie.
Little butt huggers. Digging it. Heidi, would you bang her out?
She'd bang out anything.
Yes. No, I would not bang out anything.
Sure she would.
You would bang out Avril Lavigne.
Although it may seem that way.
Case in point.
Any girls in the chat room that would bang out Avril Lavigne, let us know. I want feedback. I would bang the fucking shit out of Avril Lavigne.
I would bang Avril Lavigne.
She's about your size.
She's so tiny that you can get... she's so tiny that you could get a rod and slide her onto your rod and walk around the room.
You could bounce her off walls.
No hands. You don't have to hold her up. She's just hanging on your rod.
Throw her across the room. She'll bounce right back.
Exactly. You can put her in a drawer and take her out the next day. Like, well, you know. You can hang her on a fucking hanger.
Right.
That's because that's where you would hang things, on a hanger.
On a hanger.
Can I say hanger again?
You can hang her on a hanger.
Try one more time.
Or a hook.
Say it.
Right.
Say it.
Say it. What?
Hanger.
Hanger.
Or one of those multi-hanger things.
Why you gotta take my...
Oh, like you get on like Home Shopping Network?
Or like a tie hanger?
Save space in your closet! $39.95.
One of those motorized tie hangers?
What about the ones that suck the air out of
The bags! Weird. They're great! They work!
Oh!
Alright.
reduce products by 80%.
I think you get a good deal on business cards.
Dang it. It was a fair question.
No, it wasn't.
It was an extra 2 minutes.
Right. That interview should not have been prolonged.
Shut up! I'm trying!
That's adorable.
I have just some obscure audio.
Oh, great.
From
this always obscure. Goes somewhere.
Yeah. This one's going nowhere. But... I guess in light of all the racial tension that was brought about by the IMUS thing, right? I have audio of a black author on C-SPAN right after the Katrina hurricane hit New Orleans.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, you know, I guess, or the lack of response to the people in New Orleans.
Oh, I've heard this clip. It's very good.
It's fucking hysterical.
It's hilarious.
This is a black author on C-SPAN.
Don't play that. Don't play it. He's a terrorist. He's a terrorist from Louisiana.
And this is his thoughts on what the real problem is, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how do I know that the white people know that we are going to come up with a solution to the problem? I know it because they have retina scans. They have what they call racial profiling DNA banks, and they're monitoring our people to try to prevent the one person from coming up with the one idea. And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem.
Oh, shit.
Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem because they are going to kill us.
Wow.
And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system.
Good point.
Stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted from coming up with a solution to the problem.
This is
and
great.
The problem on the planet is white people.
Get him the claps.
Stop playing because I'm playing. I am keeping it real.
Be hard to follow that one.
So there you go. That was a black author. I forget his name.
Stop. He was black?
Oh, yeah.
From Chocolate Town.
So black.
Wow. Chocolate Town?
Well, that's what the fucking mayor said.
Yeah. Yeah. The
Ray Nagin.
Ray Nagin. He was black.
From Chocolate Town. Yeah.
This town is chocolate. That's what he said.
Awful.
But holy Christ.
Dude, that's sick, man.
Talk about reverse
racism.
You
know, they haven't bounced back. It's like a third world country in New Orleans.
We got a friend on this.
Yeah, what's an update on New Orleans?
I was just out visiting a friend in New Mexico. He used to live in New Orleans. He had a whole group of friends who were basically professional waiters because of all the restaurants there. And they just go from one restaurant to another wherever there's people waiting to be served. Basically, they don't.
Professional waiters.
They're waiters. They wait tables for a living, but they can't work at one restaurant because of the shit that's going on. They have to just go wherever there's people.
Didn't they ever hear of just moving?
Right. Well, I guess they're trying to hang on and live in New Orleans.
What?
Yeah, but I just thought that was some fucking that was some audio to play in light of all this Imus crap. I cannot believe Imus is off the radio.
Can we get this guy on the show?
Who, this guy?
That guy, yeah.
I love to talk to him.
He's
my buddy. I don't know.
He wants to exterminate white people.
God bless him. Go for it. Take out Chris first.
What was that crap he was talking about? The retina?
Yeah, retina scanning.
Yeah.
And racial profiling.
And we were trying to point, I guess the white people were trying to find the one black guy that will come up with the idea of how to stop the white people from taking
was watching
over
the
black people.
The guy was watching The Fifth Element too many times.
It was a reach, all right?
It was definitely a stretch.
Even the guy that came up afterwards, I wish they kept the audio playing for the guy that came up afterwards to give his speech. He was like, oh, it's going to be hard to follow that one. And he was a black guy himself.
Oh, lordy lord.
Yeah.
That was some speech.
That was a doozy. Holy mackerel.
So, there's coffee and cake in the back of the room. Help yourselves.
I mean, a lot of lesbians hate men, but they don't want to exterminate them.
Sure they do.
Yeah, no, because they still have to produce more babies to have grow up into hot young women to have sex with.
That's what I always say. Yeah, dick makes the world go around.
Yeah, that's right.
You always say that, huh?
Of course.
Every day, wakes up every morning.
Up.
The only thing with that is they just keep a few in the basement and just get them to reproduce.
The association. Always up to
things. It has nothing to do with the association.
Oh, sorry. Spoke out of line. Sorry.
All Don't right. mention the name of the association in vain.
Oh.
Right. You're just jealous.
Guess so.
So let's do the Drunk Call Hotline.
Sure.
It's that
Woo!
Time of the show.
Dun, 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 dun.
Drunk
this is
Call
where we
Hotline, 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666. This is when what?
Before you start it, do we have a KDE drunk phone call?
No, we don't.
No!
So why?
They're the best!
You love Kill Daughter from Wisconsin.
No, because they just...
She rambled.
They're not even drunk calls. They're just...
She likes to chit-chat
like,
with
she's
us.
She's like, and...
and, that was my day.
But she likes that to chit with us. Chit-chat.
No, it's cool. She's cool.
Here is... all right, this is the Drunk Call Hotline, everybody. This is when our listeners go out during the week, get hammered, and instead of calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, and dads... Yes.
I'm drunk right now.
Shut up, George
and,
Bush.
And, I think you're gay.
Wacky George Bush. George bombed right there.
That's what they do. When I was here that week, you got that one call. Yeah, Kieran, I think you're gay, dude. You're just gay, man.
All right, so this is when our listeners go out during the week, get hammered, call our show instead of calling her, whatever.
President's a dick.
Thanks.
Whoa.
Here is Blinky, everybody.
Oh, my boy.
No, that's my hey, this president. Is Blinky, and that's Buford. And basically, we're a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, whack, whack.
Yeah, just take a piss. I figured I'd give you some commentary. So, you know, we're just hanging out.
Now that
the bladder here. So, go on. Oh. Take care of it.
What?
Oh.
What?
Goddamn prostate. Yes. Oh.
Wait, I believe somebody's going to urinate right here.
Yeah, but it sounds really gay.
He's stealing my bit.
God damn it. Oh, I'll clean that up. What happens when you get drunk and...
Is he fucking a guy in the ass?
Is that supposed to be red? No. Not usually did I... No, it's not good. Get it in the freaking bowl.
Ugh, listeners are so fucked up. Man. Why are we still... We get it. You're urinating.
Yeah.
Freaking stink.
This is for a gay show.
All right. Well, I'll call you guys and let you know. Good stuff. Oh, looking for. So we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Right. Can you explain that, Kieran?
Anyone under 60 shouldn't have a prostate problem like that.
So, wow. Two guys calling him out.
MD.
No, you're right, though.
That was anal sex for sure, man.
You think so?
We have two gay guys?
It sounded very gay.
Wow. We love the gay community.
We love them.
Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Kieran will suck your cock.
No, I won't.
No?
We're here. We're queer. We will not disappear.
I'm thinking about switching teams myself.
Ooh. Really?
Long been rumored.
You know what? I'm thinking about joining a fucking team. Because I'm not even on one.
You're playing solitaire, friend.
Yeah, exactly.
And you lose.
Solitaire. All right, here we go. Here is Connecticut J. Hack!
What up, what up? Connecticut J on a Saturday afternoon. Stoned and being creative. Time for Connecticut J's 20 seconds to beat fucking Dolan's reference phone call.
Oh, here's a good bit we came up with on last week's program. Mickey Dolan's, a.k.a. Simon, encouraged listeners to call into the program and in 20 seconds give as many show references as you could.
Right.
Nice.
So here we go. Here's Connecticut J's try, I guess.
So what I need you guys to do is time me. I'm going to say as many references as I can in the next 20 seconds. And I'm
going to get
the time and possibly ding when I hit a reference. We're going to do it in like 5 seconds, so get ready. 3, 2, and go. Laguna Beach, Fat Cab, Coors Light, Run of Beans, can't do nothing, hands are tied, Bootsy, Exit 52 Park and Ride, Schmitty, freaking brick fell out my butt, Joe, gun to chin, pull trigger, thoughts and prayers, hallelujah, holla back, Dolan, and Wado.
That's it.
All right, that's it. I don't know if I got as many as I could get in, but this is Connecticut J saying I'm stoned on a Saturday and I'm LunaticRadio.com.
That was about 19 seconds, I think. Not bad. I think he had an O&A reference in there, by the way.
He said thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers. That is an O&A thing. All right.
We've said it. You've said I know I've said it on the show.
I've said it on the show.
Yeah.
I love Anthony, man. He's a good fucking impressionist.
Thoughts and prayers.
Here is Just Jim, everybody.
Jump.
What's up, you three-legged dingoes? It's JJ, Just Jim. I'm out doing REO cleanup today. That means these are real estate owned properties, and we're getting them ready for the realtors to sell and show people. I'm gonna pass up the random hammered, the token hammered, and say I am drunker than a monkey's fucking uncle, and pounding the Steel Reserve. I'm four tall boys deep, so I'm on my way, boys.
Okay.
We're talking the extra malted barley and select hops for extra gravity. That's right, I said gravity. It's gravity, but I'm making up a new word. I'm throwing it out there. I'm seeing if you like it. If not, don't worry about it. Just pass it on up. And, Big K, I just wanted to say, I think the reason I called, outside of, it's going to be funny to see how these homes look when I'm done. But,
show is brought
Big
to
K,
you
I think everyone should have a fucking crutch word.
I can't find
it.
It.
You can't say your word, so this is for you. Apparently, I'm done. All right, boys.
Thank you very much.
Later, taters.
Later, taters.
Thank you, sir.
That's adorable.
Taters.
Taters.
Damn taters.
By the way, Sopranos last night. Turns out Christopher is going to get whacked, I'm telling you.
He's not.
My prediction.
He's not going to get whacked.
Dude, the
he's
guy.
A rat.
Dude.
A rat.
I don't see Christopher getting whacked, to be honest.
He's going
to
be a rat.
Christopher's getting whacked. That dude from New York is going to whack him. The mob boss from New York.
Oh, right.
Good point.
He's going to whack him.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were thinking Tony was going to whack him.
Not Tony. Here's some dude.
Hey, fucker. Not drunk. Got a funny story for you, though. Fucking my bitch last night. Beating it up pretty good and hard. Thought it'd be funny and say, hey, bitch,
this is
kind
of funny.
She kind of looks at me, laughs. She says, you want an answer to that? You better give it to me better than this. Boy, I start just getting wild on it. But all right, bitch, who's your daddy? She looks up at me, grins. It's Kieran McCain.
Oh!
You're a fucker. You been fucking my bitch?
Damn right I have.
What's up with that? Anyway.
Wow.
Does she really said that? Come on.
Yes. Bullshit.
I don't
get her on the phone.
And she thinks you're related to John McCain.
Thank you.
Get her on the phone.
Who is that? This is some guy. He didn't give his name, right?
Play it again.
Yo, send us an email. We need more information on this.
And is your wife hot?
It might be that guy who posted something in the in the board about putting the video of him and his.
Oh yeah, that dude that goes that's gonna post the porn. Yeah. But it seems like he's kind of young to be married.
Yeah, let's not post that on the board.
Nah, man, post.
No, he says he's over 18.
Is he?
Post
okay.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Did you know about that, right, Kieran? That one of the listeners is going to post personal porn?
By the way, you got to log on to the lunaticradio.com message board.
You do.
Yeah, I got to get back there, man.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Some wacky shit going on there.
I've been so busy.
Here
I got to do that.
Listen.
Just wait till my break. Wait till my school break. You're not going to be able to stop me. I'm going to be like, wow, and all that shit.
Wow.
Sorry.
Here is some guy.
You don't get that excited.
I love sandwiches.
Amen.
Where's he calling from, Tron?
Legendary sandwiches. If I could have a cheese.
That wasn't funny.
I would love a cheese sandwich right now. If you could put the potato on it, it'd be the best sandwich I ever had.
It's kind of like sandwiches.
He's drunk. What do you want?
What the hell?
Now I'm hungry.
Throw some cheese on it.
Where am I going? We're going all the way down this road to Mexico.
Wow.
They're going all the way down to Mexico?
That guy is plastered.
See, man, that's the reason why you guys started that thing.
Yeah, right.
For that. That was
a legit drunk call.
That was, definitely.
And I always get hungry when I'm drunk.
By the way, I just want to mention that guy called in 12 times.
Hey, man.
That was
great. That was an authentic.
I narrowed it down to two.
Legit.
He really had one that I just could not play. It was so disturbing.
Really?
I'm not even going to say what it was about.
Give me one line. What did he say?
Load on face.
Nice. He wanted to put a load on your face?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no, the Kieran would play.
Yeah. Love that shit.
Stop. That would be his alarm clock when he wakes up every morning.
Hey, Rocky, you got any sperm back there? Don't disappoint me. Don't disappoint me.
Here is,
don't say something bad.
Well, I got one more from some guy.
Oh!
I believe it's some guy. Here we go.
Cream of some young guy?
Oh.
Yo.
So bad.
Rocket.
Hi.
Learn how to make the fucking message board, make messages that actually, you know, eat up some time. Who knows?
What?
You know, you're all the bitches all the time calling you and talking forever.
Exactly. It was 12 of these phone calls I could barely understand.
Sounds scary.
Yeah.
Chris, this is you.
I might have to censor this one because I really didn't listen to the whole thing.
Come on.
But I know he starts talking about something that I can't.
To Leo. I say, goodbye. Love you. What the fuck ever. For fucking hours on end. Fuck. How many times did you cut me off?
This guy's hammered.
Christ.
Where do they get a loop?
Either way, back to Pambi. Stroking it to you, baby. Wanting a load against the wall.
Is this Ivan Drago?
Humping it. The pillow.
I must break you.
Thank you.
He dies. He dies.
Love the Gigi. And you are the Gigi.
She figured it out.
Case closed.
I think Pam just started to cry.
Hottie on the side. Hot baby.
You just said Pam's the Gigi?
Yeah.
Gigi.
What a genius.
Pam is Gigi.
Pam is a plastic pussy.
The drunken fucking Cheryl cock.
Wow. Oh,
whoa,
Jesus Christ. That's weird.
That is awesome.
There they go.
Someone's asking, is this Ray Ray?
Oh, but that was it. Here is a Tombstone Mike.
Yo, lunatic.com show. This is Tombstone Mike. Doing another drunk call here after trying to watch your show live.
If you're watching our show live, you're completely lost.
Well, no, you can be in the chat room.
You can be in the chat room and listen through the chat room.
I guess. Yeah. That's right. You can watch it.
You know, I look pretty good live, but the chat room is not paying attention to the show one bit, it seems like. And I'm wondering why the hell you have all these people on camera and they're just watching the damn show. What is the point? I'm trying to figure this out. I'm going to give it a shot next week. Since
sometimes
it's on,
they show their
my
tits.
Time here and fucked over Tucson. I'll give it a shot again. But once again, good show. Love it. LunaticRadio.com. Gets me through the day. Look forward to new shows, and I'm happy to be listening to some archive shows.
Blah, 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 blah.
Lunatic.com, whatever.
Thanks
can't
for,
get some beer.
Thanks for telling us things we already know.
Thanks for pointing out the obvious. Here
gets
it is.
Them through the day, though. You know, that's important.
It's true. Oh, Tucson, man. Arizona, everybody. Love it.
Yo, Lunatic Radio. This is Tombstone Mike saying hello. Fucking A, man. Fucking wasted. Wife's fucking puking in the toilet.
Nice.
And I'm
hot.
Drunk.
Do you take pictures?
But he's a gamer. Hungry now.
So I'm listening to some good old fucking Pantera once again. Vulgar Radio. You fucking
Pantera.
I don't know how to explain it. All you have to do is fucking watch the damn video.
He said explain it.
You get what I'm talking about. So here you go.
What a freaking retard.
Beat that, son.
From the big radio.
What was that?
Gun.
It's Pantera.
Motherfucker. Here you go.
All right.
What the hell song is that?
I don't know. Sum up that call by doing this. Try again. And, well, we got two more. Here's Pam B, very upset about something.
Uh-oh.
I'll wait for the motherfucking tone, bitch.
I love that.
What?
I don't know. It's awesome the
it's
way.
It's hollowed.
Is so, she going to go on again about hollowed? How she's about to get raped?
No.
Oh.
But I love the way she introduces herself. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll wait for the motherfucking tone, bitch. Pam, they represent. And you know what? I'm a little bit furious. I'm a little bit fiery. I'm going to tell it right now. I'm the fucking devil. I'm the fucking devil.
She sure is.
Lunatic Radio.
She sure
is. I was a little
is.
Upset that all my people would be calling me the fucking devil, but you know what? It's the truth, and they fucking know it. And guess what, Karen? I'm the fucking devil, and I'm ready to sting. I'm ready to burn. I'm ready to fucking light your fucking ass on fire and show you what the fucking world is made of. And guess what? Guess what? I'm not a fucking loser, and you guys can't hate me because of it.
Who called her a loser?
I did not call her a loser.
Anybody call her a loser?
You may have.
I did not. No.
That, you sure?
Yeah.
You said,
yeah,
like, no, your, I don't think your you mouth did. Just ran.
I listened to that show after.
You
I
didn't
definitely
say
never
anything
call her
like
a loser.
That.
No.
Yeah, okay, good.
Pam is no loser.
I,
no,
all right.
Never said any of that.
Hey, actually, I would think I would feel like a loser to Pam.
Right.
There you go.
You can't hit me because you're not lighting the fire. I'm lighting it.
Then light it.
I'm lighting it. I'm sparking you up. Yeah, you.
It was
hold
always
up. I got some laughter. Someone's laughing here.
Who's this dude in the background?
For a bite,
man,
of my fucking Wendy's French fry. And you know what? Yeah, I'm. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. I'm the fucking light of your fucking fire. And I'm not a fucking crazy bitch. I'm not the fucking devil. I'm fucking some fucking girl that is not fucking play this, Karen. You hear me? You don't fucking play this. You're a fucking punk fucking bitch.
Wow. I love that. Love feistiness.
I told you. You need to treat her like that, man.
She thinks I censor her phone calls, which I don't. I called her one time on one thing she said, and that was it.
Yeah, I said it. That's right. You're a fucking punk fucking bitch. Cause
yeah.
Prove shit.
Love
before
that.
You play it. And I'm telling you right now, I ain't got no problems. I ain't got no problems with you, but... Okay, I'm lying. I'm a total liar. I got some fucking problems. I got some fucking problems with lunaticradio.com. Call me some fucking devil, because I am devil, and the devil don't like to be recognized. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
All right,
mm-hmm.
The phone.
I don't like to be recognized. Okay.
I love
it. And besides that, I'm taking it down.
Go ahead.
I love it. Mm-hmm, that's right. I said it.
She got black.
Shit.
And she, like, held the phone away, too. She's like, mm-hmm, that's right. I said it. And what's more?
Karen.
Like, she's afraid of saying it.
Is she giving you problems? You want me to take care of it for you?
What are you going to do?
Pam, you got to get whacked out.
Take care
I'm
of
kidding.
It.
I didn't mean it that way. Oh my god!
That's an unfair stereotype.
What?
It's an unfair stereotype.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought you. I was just being, you know.
Just because Rocket is an Italian American doesn't mean he's gonna.
And I said, you want me to take care of it?
Oh well, you know, when an Italian said that to me, I just figured he'd shoot.
No,
somebody.
No. I mean, you want me to pull her aside and have a little conversation with her.
You know,
conversation, quote unquote.
Pam was Pam's writing in a chat room. I thought I was making such sense.
See, look, she doesn't like when I talk to her. See, oh no, she does not like when I talk to her.
Is it over?
I get very angry with Pam.
No, 45 seconds. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's because I'm chilling, but I'm not really chilling. You know what I mean? I'm saying I'm having you over here. I'm chilling. I'm trying to be fucking chill. You take me on the show. I think it's fucking chill. And I, when I open, I'm looking at the clock. It's 12:51. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, I'm not chilling on Lunatic
so
Radio. That's for sure. I figure and I'm thinking, I'm not chilling on Lunatic Radio. What love is that? What fucking love is that? I'm not taking fucking 60 seconds to say goodbye. I'm not taking fucking 30 for you boys to fucking joke on me. I'm saying, good night, lunaticradio.com. Rock my fucking cock off, even though I don't got one. Pam B representing, good night.
Good to know.
The Lunatic Pam B, everyone.
See, man? See what you just did there?
What?
He's challenging you.
I love it. Love the feistiness.
She's calling your ass out.
She's calling you up. She
what's
wants
up,
you to
Andy?
Slap her around.
All right, we'll scrap. Exit 52. Be there 20.
She wants you. She wants
you by yourself.
She wants you.
Jacking and some dude named Stev is watching me from the window.
Stev.
I knew a dude in high school. His name was Steve.
All right.
And like when he was a junior, he was like, everybody needs to call me Stev.
Why?
Just wanted to punch him in the face. I want nothing to do with him. Just wanted to punch
him
in the
face.
Yo, man,
my name is Stev now.
Stev.
Pete that shit.
So 12:51 and some guy's feeding her french fries.
Listen, I'm telling you, she's challenging.
There was some guy feeding her French fries?
Yeah, that's
what that dude was.
Kieran's good. He just tones that part out. He just blocks that part out.
You hear the dude's voice in the background.
No. Just listen to her lovely voice.
You'll never believe that fact.
Kieran. She's calling you out, man.
Calling me out for what?
I'll take care of her.
She wants you to treat her the way she should be treated.
Oh, no.
Do it, man. Do it. I'm telling you.
Kieran, I'll tie her down for you, and then
she's yours forever, man. If you do it, just do it, man.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Come on, Kieran. Treat her like she wants to be treated.
Like what?
You know it.
How am I going to treat the girl? I call the girl, and she doesn't call me back.
What? That's not what she wants.
What am I supposed to do? Go break her windows in her car?
Basically.
Steal her TV? Nudge.
Ooh, steal a TV, that's a sore point.
Here's Pam again.
Okay, this is Pam Day, and I'm really sorry for the last message.
No.
You know what I mean? Something so violent. Or, I'm really violent, I'm really aggressive, I just want everybody to back the fuck off!
Whoa!
There you go.
Wow, that was hot!
I got scared.
I'm telling you,
Heidi got turned on.
It's Kieran, man.
Do what?
You know what you gotta do.
What do I gotta do? I don't have to do anything.
Yes, you do.
No.
You want me to put her in the full Nelson?
There's nothing
in the
to do, Chris.
Full Nelson would work.
Full Nelson.
I think
I'm joining the association.
I think a fucking suplex would work.
Please don't.
I won't. Don't worry. I have the stable. The stable's a lot better. We have good perks.
You know what you gotta do?
And the 401k plan kicks ass.
The only thing I'll say is that when Pam comes back on this radio show, ratings grab her.
Sure.
Ratings grabber.
Talk about drama. What a build-up that would be.
Pam's coming on sweeps week.
Which is when?
I don't know. Maybe 2 weeks?
Give me 20 minutes to talk to her. I'll fix her.
I'd love to be
She'll
in the
She'll be
studio
in your lap. Wow.
I'm sure you would.
All right.
Lesbian horror.
No, Pam's cool, dude.
I think she's a cool chick. I told you that. But...
people are calling for Pam as co-hosting soon.
But you know what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Everything opposite of what you have been doing.
Oh, the Beer Wars has got it. Pam and Kieran ought to have a boxing match.
Yes.
There it is.
That's what's going on.
My money's on Pam.
I got Kieran on that, man.
2 rounds TKO.
I'm punching in the cunt.
Hey, whatever works.
No, not grabbing, Kieran.
Oh.
He can't grab.
He wants to fondle. He wants to grapple.
Kieran, you don't get points for fondling.
Box. I dig the feisty Pam, though. I'll give me that.
Right, because she wants the feisty Kieran, man. That's what she wants.
There's no feisty Kieran.
Hey, there should be.
There's a feisty Kieran.
No, there's.
It's there. He just.
Usually tears follow.
Jesus.
That wasn't anything bad.
How are you?
There wasn't any reference there. What?
No. Nah, you know what? She has some good points there. I mean, there was a time, referenced the last 5 months of this radio program, where I made her a part of the show, and, you know, it was really unwarranted. You know, she didn't really want me to talk about her for the last 5 months, so I can understand if she's a little frustrated about that.
Sure.
But we're honest on this radio show.
That's all we are.
I liked her, and I talked about it.
Whoa, past tense?
I guarantee that she wants that bat. She wants you to fucking hit her with that.
Stop it, Chris. We're non-violent.
Forget about that.
Stop bringing this awful violence to the show.
It's not violent if it's consented.
Consent. Meanwhile, Heidi's here still with bruises.
Yeah. It was consented.
I got 4 minutes left in the show unless we're going to do another break.
Do you want to
do a break?
We have one more break left here.
All right, we'll do one more break, people. We'll come back and do more lunaticradio.com show. Well, we'll wrap up the show after this.
Yeah.
What's up? It's Pam B, and my cunt gets wet listening to lunaticradio.com because I am motherfucking lunaticradio.com.
Somebody is a silent yet cute puker. They know who they are, right? Somebody at the event had a little trouble.
Why?
Should I code it? I don't even know.
Why? Why bother? Yeah, it's not like.
Well, Pam. Pam.
Everyone pukes in their life. It's not exactly like a private moment.
So Pam puked. All right, and she puked on a bed. And the weird part about it was that you didn't even hear
it. You didn't even know.
You didn't know. It was like it just was there.
Stealth vomit.
And
it just showed up.
And this particular puke, when you looked at it, you were like, you know what? That looks pretty good. It looks edible. Like, it looked good.
It looked like that, like, cherry dessert you get in TV dinners.
Yeah. It was like somebody just spilled some, like, meatballs and sauce. And I was like, that looks pretty good. But she's so quiet. She's like a little cat with it.
Yeah, it's like a kitten when a kitten pukes.
Yeah.
Just like...
Bleh.
Just like...
Bleh. Oh, I puke. Bleh.
That's all it is. You don't even hear. And Pam pukes. It's like...
Bleh.
Uh-oh, Pam puked. She has to, like, get up and tell you. And you still won't believe it.
Yeah, right.
She has to bring it to you and show it to you. Yeah, I puked.
There it is.
And it's, like, little, too. It's all tiny. It's not even a lot. It's all tiny. Like, I sound like fucking Satan is coming through me when I'm puking.
Yeah, like that audio clip you got. Yeah. That's you. That's you in your prime. That's... See, you know it. Fucking Nick Zip Code knows it.
Pam, on the other hand...
Black...
And that's like vomit. Like, and it was, it comes up the same as it goes in. It's like, she can puke cake. It looks good.
That's so nice.
And I've never said that about anybody's puke,
that's
but her
so
puke
nasty.
Looked good.
So
I don't know.
It was very red. Oh, she was drinking red drinks. That's I just realized that she was drinking red drinks.
Yeah, it was like some sort of, like, I'm starving. I was looking at it.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
I was looking at it on the bed, and I was like, I'm hungry.
Like, Tony made pasta, too?
Can we order pizza?
Starving.
I'm hungry.
Lunatic Radio.
I'm calling to let you know that I will never do the show again.
Yes!
All right.
Yeah! Alienating people since 1979.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-796-9543. 1-800-796-9543. 1-800-796-9543.
A lot of times when I'm playing with my pussy at night and I have an orgasm, I like to lick the juices off my fingers afterwards. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights at 8 p.m. on Cringe Humor Radio.
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace, so if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio.
And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio.
I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show. LunaticRadio.com. Phone call hotline 206-202-LUNE. That's 206-202-5666. It is the wrap-up time. Kieran McCann rocking the studio. Heidi from Chaos Radio co-hosting today.
Word.
The very lovely Heidi. Ooh, wait, you're not lovely. You're beautiful, right? Can I say that?
You can say anything.
Chris gave me the hands.
What will you let him? He doesn't give a fuck.
Whatever.
I'm just a lesbian whore.
You're not.
Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, she came up for a porn chick.
No, that's what he said before.
She's a lesbian.
And just because I have a sexual interest in
lesbian,
you know, I mean, he hates all women.
How can you hate Heidi? By
I don't
the way,
hate Kurt. Heidi. I never said I hated Heidi.
By the way, emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, drunkle hotline, 206-202, lunatics, 206-202. Fuck you.
Nice.
Heidi in studio, and we're just wrapping up the show, really.
Yeah.
Running out of time in drunkle hotline, the drunk hole segment. And anybody have anything else to say other than Imus should not be off the radio?
He
no,
shouldn't.
Absolutely not.
We should sign him on Cringe Humor Radio.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, we did this story on the program last week, and it was just breaking. At that point, MSNBC had fired Imus, and now CBS Radio filed suit and canned him from his 40-year career on radio.
That's insane. And like Chris was saying to me last night, what are they gonna do with that slot? What are they gonna do with all those advertisers?
They got Mike and the Mad.
Mike and the Mad.
Hey,
Mikey boy. Man, the
are those guys
now
supposed to do 10 hours of radio a day?
Yeah, pretty much. It's what Ron Fez did.
It's what Ron Fez did when ONA got canned from WNEW. Hey, Mikey boy.
Hey, Mikey boy.
Check our ratings for the morning. They're abysmal.
Check our ratings.
I like those guys, but I mean,
back
on
this.
Yeah. It's preposterous, Mikey.
Do you remember? Remember? Do you
ponderous.
Remember?
Effing ponderous. I can't believe Imus is off the air, because when I used to wake up, I was telling Chris this earlier this week, I was 6 years old, I used to wake up and blaring throughout the house was Imus, because my dad was an Imus fan.
Really?
And the reason why I got interested in radio, and I'm not just blowing smoke because this story was hot last week, the reason why I got interested in radio was listening to Don Imus when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Because he at that time, he was all high on coke, drinking, he was hammered on air, and he sounded like he was having fun, and as a kid I would listen to that and go, wow, man, that sounds like fun. It was mysterious a little bit to me. And the reason why this show really exists, I mean, the brainchild of it was from listening to Imus as a kid. So it's weird to me not to hear him on the radio.
Yeah.
Because I even at 30 years of age, I used to wake up and tune in Imus for a little while and see what was going on. The legend in radio, and there's only like five guys that you can actually call legends in radio, and I really can't even name all five. But you can start off with Imus and Howard Stern, right?
Right.
Marconi, because maybe he invented the whole fucking technology.
And what about Altitude Lou?
You enjoy yourself, don't you?
He's the best traffic reporter ever.
You enjoy yourself.
And he with the traffic, Altitude Lou.
What is that, Winds?
Every channel. He's like on every channel.
What do you think, Heidi? You're a radio carnosaur, right?
Carnosaur.
No, I have to be honest and say I was never a fan of Imus, but I mean, it's infuriating, and I think it's just so hypocritical of, you know, the whole... everything, media, pointing it at Al Sharpton and giving him any credibility whatsoever.
That's the worst part.
Do you think that the media itself, cable news channels, MSNBC, Fox, CNN, are partially responsible for him getting fired? Because I feel like they blew this story up.
Absolutely. I feel that way, absolutely.
To the point where... you know, it had to end by him getting fired. It was it steamrolled into like this blaze.
I think that happens all the time.
Here's what I want to know. What fucking boycott would have fucking happened? I wanted to see how many sales these fucking advertisers were going to lose because fucking Al Sharpton and his 20 fucking minions were going to fucking boycott their product. Who? I doubt even those people purchase any of the products that were advertised on fucking Imus' show. So what threat could it fucking have been, man?
I don't know if it was so much that, but once one advertiser drops, then other advertisers start getting pressure from their stockholders. It just takes one, but you know, it's that type of pressure that Sharpton was putting on that got like the first one. I don't know, remember who it was. I think it was like Procter & Gamble. But
yeah, it was Procter & Gamble.
Yeah, and that's a gigantic name. And when someone like that leaves, other people will find. It's not even like they really...
they believe what Reverend Al is saying, or they, you know, they're with him or anything of that sort. It's just like you're dealing with a lot of stockholders, a lot of money involved, and just any sort of what? What's the
no?
I thought you were laughing at me. I'm actually trying to make a point. Yeah. You're laughing at me.
I'm rocking. I apologize. I really wasn't. I'm reading the chat room.
So anyway, yeah. Once stockholders like find out and they see what's going on, like, well, if so and so's out, you know, and in a lot of cases, stockholders are sharing in multiple. You know, company. So it's all the bottom line. It's all revolving around money.
Mm-hmm. It's the advertisers. I can understand why both companies fired him. They have their every right to, but Jesus Christ, CBS to fire him after all the fucking the years he's been on there and all the money he's brought into that company, just to throw him out for a passing comment that was overblown by a fat douche and a guy who can't even speak.
Mid-radiothon, no less.
Yeah.
Mid-fucking fundraiser.
Not only did MSNBC fire him on the first day of his radiothon when he was raising kids, raising money for SIDS, CBS filed the next day, the second day of his radiothon, and fired him then.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Right. After 40 years of being with that company and all the money.
They raised a record amount.
Yeah.
Well, so, they can all fuck themselves.
Now, what would happen if both the shooting and I'm saying that happened on the same day? Do you think you'd be fired?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
And that just shows you how ridiculous it is.
It wouldn't even be a story.
MSNBC might you know, take a suspend him for 2 weeks, but that would be it. Because the media wouldn't have been able to run with it.
No, I bet you. You bring up that's a good fucking point right there.
Finally.
If these two stories happened on the same week, there would be no IMA story whatsoever.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Right.
And at most would be a suspension for 2 weeks on TV.
No, I'm saying there would be nothing would have happened.
Nothing at all.
Nothing would have happened.
Yeah,
you guys remember the presidential candidate, Howard Dean, and how he did that whole thing because he was all excited. The media turned that into him being this lunatic, and are we going to put this guy in charge of the button?
Exactly.
I was so infuriated by the control that the fucking media had over public opinion,
the media.
And they drummed him right out. He was done.
That's exactly what happened in the IMA story.
Right?
Yeah,
the media took that and blew it up into something that it wasn't. And they controlled it. The media took the Howard Dean thing. The media took the Howard Dean thing and ended his campaign.
It did. They really did.
And they did it with IMAX. They ended his career.
It's disgusting.
It's the era of the fucking 24-hour news.
Like, no one. They should fucking write stories about the people that work on his show. They should write about those people that suffer now because they had a job and now they don't because he's fucking Al Sharpton decided that he's going to target IMAX and not even think about the fucking guy who makes 30 grand a year, but, you know, he's trying to get his fucking bones in fucking radio, you know? I mean, they're not thinking about Imus's assistant, who makes a living off of being his assistant. They're not thinking about the guy, Lou Ruffino, who's been his producer for fucking forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's he going now?
And who's the real racist out of those two, Al Sharpton or Imus? Right. Who's the real racist?
Al Sharpton's been quoted hundreds of times.
Yeah, exactly. You can throw Jesse Jackson into that mix, too.
You know, when I called in to the clip show on Friday, to the Chaos Show, and I was saying how when I was a teenager, I kept waiting for somebody to try to assassinate Al Sharpton. I just heard on the news the other day that actually he did survive an assassination attempt in 91. And I was like, yes! I'm like, I'm so glad somebody tried to kill that fucker.
This is the same guy who fucking took bribes from the fucking mob.
Yeah.
You know, and that just, like, goes away, you know? Like, how does anyone respect this guy after that? You know, he's a fraud. He took money from the mob to control his people. I mean, that's fucking right then and there. You should lose all your fucking credibility, and this guy keeps going. I don't know how the fuck it happens.
And people were pointing out the fact that Jesse Jackson, when that Duke rape trial or rape case came up a couple last year, he automatically took the side of the victim.
Of a fucking whore.
Which was a black girl.
Of a whore.
And
a fucking
and
stripper whore.
And Jesse Jackson came out at the time and said, hey, I'm going to pay for her college. I'm going to give her a scholarship whatsoever. Turns out she was a lying whore.
Yeah.
Those kids did nothing wrong. The three white kids did nothing wrong and they were acquitted. All charges dropped.
What about he pays the fucking college tuition of the fucking child he has in fucking wedlock with some fucking other whore that he fucked behind his wife?
Yeah.
What about he pays for her fucking education and not some stripper from fucking, where is it? North Carolina?
But I still blame the media for this whole thing, because I can just picture somebody at MSNBC or one of those three networks calling Al Sharpton's office saying, hey, did you hear what Ima said?
I'm sure. Right. Yeah,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Take it and run with it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I can just see them calling Rutgers University and going, did you hear what Ima said?
Right.
How many 24-hour news channels do we have that have to be filled fucking stories?
Sure. They have to.
This is a fucking godsend for them, because it's actually legitimate news. Mm-hmm. It's just like, give me a fucking break. You know,
at the bit,
look,
man.
What they do if there's a freaking minor hurricane somewhere. It's like, whoa, hurricane, you know? Oh, grasping at every little fucking vestige of something that could possibly be considered news.
Exactly. And I want to send a little fuck you to Rutgers University.
Yep.
Holy shit, sucking your own cock.
Absolutely.
Right.
Sucking your own cock. You saw the opportunity to get the fucking university's name out there.
Mm-hmm. They've had a good year.
And you ran with it.
They've had a great year, man. Think about it.
Talking about turning those girls' lives into a living hell for a week, you're partly responsible for that.
Totally.
And that fucking coach, holy crap.
What, half hour?
Can you suck your own ass for a half hour?
I was
Rocky, you gave me a great example. I forget the fuck what it was. You were comparing fucking Martin Luther King.
There's a writer out of somewhere in Kansas or something like that, and he wrote an article on the whole thing, and he mentioned the fact that Martin Luther King had an 8-minute speech. Meanwhile, this fucking...
During the civil rights movement.
The civil rights movement. Meanwhile, the coach or whatever, the administrator, went over like a half hour fucking like grand speech talking about basically
herself.
The same thing.
It was about herself.
But it was about herself.
Right. Yeah.
This coach went on during that press conference. She brought up fucking stories about her childhood.
Not like anyone gives a shit.
And about how her father told her to be strong.
Yeah, right.
It's not about you, self-indulgent fucking cunt.
It's the 15 minutes of fame.
Coach. It's about the fucking 15 girls next to you. And by the way, they don't really give a fuck that a 60-year-old man called them a nappy-headed hose.
Really, and all that does is makes the school look all big and proud and, you know, like...
Yeah, now they can go on Oprah, they can go to Washington.
Exactly, and now that just gives them free advertisements, basically, to bring in more students, more money. It's all around money. Every goddamn thing is around money.
The recruiting class is going to be great next year. I hope
made a point.
I hope in 4 years that entire basketball team is all white people.
And it will be.
Thank you, Kieran McCann. There's a Kieran McCann editorial.
That's right.
I tell you what, internet radio is the last place you'll get people to actually speak their minds.
I really want to know if Hillary Clinton's going there tomorrow.
Oh, no way. She's going Voshack.
Yeah.
She's going to be wearing a hokey hat. Yeah.
Her airplane midair just made like a left sharp turn.
Exactly.
Shooting where, Virginia? All right, turn it around.
She was in a helicopter.
The pilot out of his chair and she's like, we're going to Virginia.
She was in a helicopter hovering over Rutgers campus and going, you know what? Let's go to VodTech. Better press coverage there.
She'll wait a couple of days just to make sure there's no bullets coming out of the air still.
Yeah.
And she has to make it safe.
By the way, I actually have audio.
She'll throw like a mannequin out the door.
This is kind of interesting. I have audio of Hillary Clinton on VodTech's campus tomorrow.
Wow.
Already I have it.
You're pretty close.
Here it is.
Get old.
Wow. Poignant words.
Goddamn fucking cunt. She's not a cunt? Come on.
No, she is.
By the way, going back to the Pam B drunk calls,
sure.
Even though you made no sense, Pam, I actually completely understand what you said.
Yeah, and the message is loud and clear.
I know what she said.
We know what you want, Karen.
You have no idea what she was saying.
I had no idea what she was saying.
What did you just say?
I know. Fuck with me. I'll make you not understand someone.
I know what she's saying.
I know what she's saying. The message is loud and clear.
Was that a physical threat?
No.
What was she saying, Chris?
The message is loud and clear, man.
That's what you were saying? The message is loud and clear?
No, I know what she wants you to do.
Oh!
You have no clue.
She wants you to fucking take her, man.
Oh, shut up.
Fucking
I know what she was saying.
Just a raper, like she wants to be raped.
She was writing in the chat room as the we were talking about the Al Sharpton shit, and she was just saying she was drunk. You know,
she said she was perfectly drunk.
Perfectly drunk. But I knew
there,
what she was saying.
Go over there right now and handle your business.
Exit 52, 25 minutes from now.
She's drunk. Just go to her house.
Handle your business, man.
Relax handle over there.
What?
You want to go over there? I have my camera. We could close case.
No fucking camera. He has to go there by his fucking self and fucking take that shit. Take it.
In your eyes, yeah. The light, the heat.
Can we put that on like the video cast that they do with iTunes?
What are you giving me that face for?
Yes, you can. You should never sing.
By the way,
you should never sing.
I wasn't singing.
Why
I was
did
humming.
You stroke the microphone?
I'm just going to give the people a little radio theater. Okay. As we're wasting time on a lunaticradio.com show. 1:30. This is what I'll be doing.
Will you be listening to the audio of my
yes.
Boring conversation? Yes.
And it will end like this. Hold on. 1 second. Rocket, you got anything over there? We can make this a little bit more funny.
Sure.
More gooder. As Owen A would say back in WNEW.
I want to suck Bernard's cock.
Game over. A little radio theater for the people.
You know, Bernard doesn't have a job. We should get him on the show.
Oh, I'll suck his cock.
Get him on the line.
Soundbite.
I want to suck your cock.
I want fucking Jenny Blowjob on the line. Where is she tonight?
I don't know. Is she listening?
You want me to call her?
Go ahead. Call her if you want her on.
The one day we want her on, she won't pick up. Watch.
So this is the, this is the last segment of the show. We're just hanging out, really.
Segments.
This could be like the after show, really.
No, she's not on, so I don't think she's going to pick up. Let me see.
We'll give Jenny Blowjob a call, see if she can join us on the program. You can call Bill Burr. You got a whole Rolodex of things there.
Call Bill Burr.
Just call Bill Burr and ask her if Murray's a cunt.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that.
God.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
Hello.
Jenny Blowjob. What's up, Jenny Blowjob? Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
What's the girl's name that's on tonight? Heidi?
Heidi. Yes.
That is correct.
Hot Heidi with her hot titties. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Doesn't know her name, but she knows her tits.
Jenny Blowjob, we had Haley Young on the program tonight, and we actually didn't even interview her at all. Heidi had phone sex with her, and we left the studio. Your thoughts?
That's hot as balls. Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
And I came.
God, you guys get off of...
Look how happy
she is. Why wasn't I listening tonight?
Yeah, you're fucked up.
Yeah, you dropped the ball.
Nice going. Nice going, Jenny.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
What you just said.
No!
Who all was there?
Huh?
Why weren't you listening, you...
It's Chris and Heidi from Chaos Radio. They're both here.
Chris?
Yes.
Chris.
Yes. Did you get Mr. T yet?
Is she booking for you?
Way to go, Jenny.
If she's booking for you, we're taking Heidi.
Sounds like a fair trade.
Sweet.
Shut the hell up.
I just told her to get Mr. T. That's it. She can get him.
No, she books for you, but she's also booking for us. But we also get Heidi.
I will fucking... You'll never get rid of me. You can't quit me.
No, I don't want to get rid of you.
You can't quit me.
The show is brought to you by...
I'll fucking stalk your asses. I'll move to New York.
Nice. By the way, you're coming here, right, soon, Jenny? For a little trip?
Yeah, next year. The beginning of next year, probably. I'm going to come see my girl, Yvonne.
All right, we're going to do the show soon.
We'll fire you,
man. She's from the block. She's from Queens.
Who's
yo.
Yvonne? Who's Yvonne? She hot?
Yeah.
She's a mini-me.
Oh, man, that's hot.
She's, like, similar to me, but, like, 5'2".
Are you going to make out with
her? So he's completely not
Chris
like
is from Queens also.
What?
Chris is also from Queens.
Yo, Queens, what up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how they talk over there.
That's all I know.
We do. Although my
and that's what Rocket taught me.
That's right.
Although in my neighborhood, they talk like this.
Oh, funny white man. Try to do radio show from our area.
Jenny's the only person
that's
in the world
awesome.
That
you have Borat living next door?
Radio show AIDS.
That really sounds like Borat.
Jenny, how's your boy Mike Capello? You say hi to him at all?
Just the fuck up. But talking about my ex-husband.
Have you blown
him yet?
CapelloClothing.com.
Anal sex for you, Jenny.
Every time he calls me, leave me alone. This is why I can never hate Mike Capello for any reason. As annoying as he can be at times. He always calls me and leaves voicemails and he goes, yo, Jenny, it's Ryan C. Seacrest.
Keep talking.
He's Seacrest? Heidi, what do you mean?
He leaves
me and Heidi's
like
Mike,
that.
You can't hear us.
Yo, I'm calling from American Idol. He just told you that. I was like, whatever.
You love him. He's like your boy.
I do. I love him.
He's adorable.
I do love him. I love him. I think all he does is look at porn all day and design T-shirts.
He might. I don't know. I don't know what he does during the day.
Would you bang my Capella?
That's what you do, Rocket. Isn't that what you do?
Right. I design T-shirts all day. Thanks.
No, you can design computer systems and look at porn all day. Don't lie.
Well, I look at porn.
You
got half of it, right? Second half.
When are you going to book a real guest?
Kieran looks at porn, too, but he looks at, like, rotten.com kind of porn.
Yeah, he gets off at, like, fucking, you know,
I know it is.
Decrepit assholes.
Not for her. I know. Not he looks at fucking 60andhot.com.
What does he look at?
But she can hear you.
He looks at 60andhot.com.
60 and hot. Where's Grandma Blowjob? Speaking of 60 and hot.
You know, Grandma Blowjob is out.
Grandma
Blowjob. Fucking dick is where my laugh's at.
Yeah, that's hysterical.
Insulting funny.
That's hysterical.
Maybe Chris should have phone sex with Jenny Blowjob.
I love doing this.
Shut up.
So evil when Jenny can't hear me.
Chris, quit talking to me in that love talk. Mm-hmm.
Jenny, who we got booking for next week? Jenny, who we got cooking for next week?
Yeah, who's on
next
week?
I don't know.
Nobody.
I'll figure it out.
I'll think about it.
You're the best, though.
Think about it Sunday night.
I know. I'm trying to get Fred Durst.
Fred Durst.
Oh, wait, hold on.
That's Kieran's request.
That's pretty good. Yeah, get Fred Durst on the radio program.
Mr. T.
Jenny.
Mr. T. I'm paying for
book Heidi for next week.
Jenny.
What? Nice.
Jenny.
Battle show.
Jenny.
Yeah, Kieran.
When are you going to book somebody who's, like, important?
Down. You put too much pressure on me.
She seems to be very
your manly way.
Booking the porn stars.
Jenny, don't listen to him.
Can you book a hockey player?
Jenny.
Just want every name.
Karen.
If I batch
That's
one.
Right.
If I batch one, like, on you, will you really book somebody good?
Only if it's on September 11th, Jenny Blowjob Day, National Jacking Day.
Jesus. That's also, you also share the same date with one of those grueling days of fucking American history.
Oh, shut up.
By the way,
River Queen.
That's why it is Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day.
It is why Jenny Blowjob's Jacking Day
shouldn't
on
be,
September
Just
11th.
Think of it that
shouldn't
way.
Shouldn't be known as a day that thousands died, right?
Chris, that'll take care of everything. Just think
why
of it as Jenny Blowjob
when
Day.
When you can jack. I don't understand.
I guess.
There you go. It'll fix everything.
There's still a fucking hole in the middle of fucking downtown Manhattan.
Now I'm starving.
Oh, God, don't get all serious. Go to Oprah.
Whoa! She said lay down, shut up.
She's a whore.
We
did
have some
like
serious
Oprah.
Discussion on this show.
That wasn't funny.
Then how do you know she's a whore? How do you know she gets paid?
Who? What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Rocket told me.
What I do? I don't do
Rocket
anything.
Chops.
You paid Oprah for
Rocket
sex?
Rocket Chops banged Oprah. It's
Amen.
A fact.
Oh, look, she's doing bits from the board.
Are you in bits from the board, Jenny?
Ew,
because
why do you always got to do that?
None of that is ever funny.
You guys are a downer.
How come you weren't listening to the show?
Downers?
You're killing my high.
I'm sorry.
How come you weren't listening to the show?
She's got things to do.
Like
I was smoking a bowl, dude.
Smoking
I
a bowl.
Knew.
This is your show. Man.
Jenny, do me a favor.
I don't know. I wasn't doing anything. I was hanging out with a girlfriend of mine and another girlfriend
her?
Of mine.
Jenny, bang her out right here on the radio program.
Okay, I was eating pussy, okay?
Sweet.
I didn't have
to. What was the last time you had pussy? Seriously.
3 months ago.
Okay.
4 months.
Wow.
Well, I didn't bang her, though. I just, like, made out with her.
That's fine.
Yeah. That there's a difference.
She should just eat her out.
I don't eat pussy. They can eat my pussy, but I won't eat theirs.
And her ass.
I'm
yes.
selfish like that.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
See, that's not good, man. That's the mark of a...
I'm kind of an asshole. Like
she can hear you.
That's... Oh, I figured.
That's the mark of like a...
Like I'll sleep with someone...
Slutty girl.
Sleep with a girl so
selfish
I can bang her man.
Girl.
It's pretty bad.
You'll sleep with a girl so you can bang her man.
Her man.
That's dirty right
like
there.
Like if she's not down to just let me fuck him, like it has to be a threesome issue, yeah, I'm down for it.
Dirty.
Interesting.
Oh, this is a pointless conversation.
But sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
It's not.
You dirty little fuck.
No, is it you just won't eat pussy of like some whore chick or you're
she
not interested
like
in ever doing it ever?
I'm really into dick. Like I really love the cock.
She likes
I love
the
men.
Cock.
Yeah.
I'm really not that attracted to women. I like to make out with women.
What about that cock?
But I don't know, I'm just not into them.
You like to make out
really
with women for the gratification of men?
I am outraged.
No, I like to make out with women because
they're soft. Give me a blowjob. Give me a blowjob.
Right on.
I am
but
outraged.
Men, they're kind of, I mean, I don't know. I like the softness of a woman occasionally.
Mm-hmm. But
I really love men. I love everything about men. I truly am a man lover.
Dude, I know who I am. He must not know who I am. I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
That's probably why I book bad, because I get a lot of ass.
Yeah, I'm gay.
Those games show
so terrible.
So, Jenny, who do you got lined up for the LunaticRadio.com show?
I got some things going on. I've been really... Because since she called me, I talked to Juliette Lewis's manager the other day.
Who's that?
But she's pretty busy because Juliette Lewis is getting bigger.
I don't even know who you said.
Juliette Lewis?
Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis. Nice.
Score.
Natural Born Killers fame.
Yes, Juliette Lewis.
I'm gay.
We win.
Her sister manages her, Brandy
Lewis.
Sure
do. I like her about 10 years ago.
I like her a lot.
Strange Days.
I like
her
now. She's dirty.
You know, she. You know that movie, The Other Sister, where she played a retard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a stretch.
Because you want to bang a gay retard.
Good, Heidi. 2 points and the foul.
That was a stretch.
She was actually playing herself, I think.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
I know. She didn't really act. She just acted like her normal every day.
Yeah.
All right, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
We love you, Jenny. Honestly, Heidi, how did you like these two idiots? Was that fun?
I had a great time. I really did. And I would gladly come back anytime again.
Wow.
What a fabulous.
Oh, look at that. He really likes you.
See, we're nice, Jenny.
We're nice people. We're not
mean. I told them they should be nice to you and that Rocket shouldn't stare
you
at your boobs.
You did nothing of the sort.
High pitched girl voice when you came in.
Shut
Jenny,
up.
They're actually you much nicer than Chris. So
you did nothing of the
I
sort.
I believe
you didn't even talk to them about Heidi at all.
I've heard him on the air.
He's a prick.
All right,
sure am, and you love every minute of it.
He could be scalding a little bit.
Well, it was very nice speaking with you for the first
time. It was nice speaking with you, too, sweetie. All right, guys. Quit killing my buzz and quit calling me all the time. And one other thing, all I have to say is this.
You know, she got you. She got you.
She got us. She get us.
All I have to say is click.
All I got to say is click. She didn't get us.
I was kidding.
Why couldn't she have done that? Like when she
does it burn? Does it burn that she does like that? I could tell.
It does. All right, Chris, you're back on.
Time for Hotties of the Week. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. No, because I'm trying to impress you, Heidi. So she like, you know, that's why. We're done?
Yeah, we're done.
I want to read MySpace messages.
Go ahead, shut this bit off.
You want to do something?
I don't know. I was like, oh, we got time because it's only been 10 minutes. I was like, oh, why don't I go to our mic? We never did that.
Go ahead, do it.
Read MySpace messages.
Why not?
You're going to make this work.
You got 10 seconds.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ron.
Because we got some kid from England or something. He sent us a nice message.
Okay, go ahead.
And his name is Rico. And he says, hey, dudes and Pam, just wanted to...
Go ahead, now, Rock. Go ahead. Continue.
Hey, dudes and Pam, just wanted to mess you because the blast... Damn the internet radio show out there. The best, damn it. I listen to
Go ahead, Rock. Keep reading them.
Ashley Lampella. Keep up the good work, guys. And gals, by the way, you should emigrate to the UK because we better. And the US sucks. Later, Rico.
The US sucks.
Got any more? Sorry.
What was that?
That was the clangy thing.
Sorry.
I totally didn't mean to hit you.
That's great!
All right, so that was a good segment. Thank you, Rocket.
Most games show brought to you by...
I've seen Tuesday.
How do you have the week?
Let's get out of here. It's right. Time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week.
Hottie of the Week time. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment. Demon of the Hottie of the Week is playing a segment. Do it every week. You, the listeners, can join in if you want. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206, whatever the fuck I just said. I don't even know what I said. I lost the people. Anyway, Hottie of the Week. Let's go around the board. Who is your Hottie of the Week? Chris, go ahead.
I'm a porn star, right? What's her name? Haley what?
Haley Young.
Jermaine Heidi Cum. That's good.
Heidi Cum. Heidi Cum is your Hottie of the Week?
There you go.
Nice, I like her. Good.
Good pick. MySpace.com/HaleyYoung.
Haley Young, there you go.
Thank her for coming on the program. Heidi, who is your hottie of the week?
Pam B, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Christine from the Chaos Radio and Cousin Joe chat room.
All right.
She shows her tits.
I don't have my fucking bell anymore.
She shows her ass.
My bell is in Rocket's underwear.
She showed Bush on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah.
She showed Bush?
Yeah, you missed that.
She showed the nappy dugout, you're saying.
She did it for me.
Are you kidding?
Woohoo!
Wait. What?
She showed Butch.
She did it for you?
Why did she come on our show?
Yeah, we're the Bush grabbers.
She did it. She showed Bush.
Well, even though she showed Chris her Bush, she's still my hottie of the week.
We're the Bush whackers.
Whoa! Yeah. That was their names.
I don't know the wrestling people. Yeah. Go ahead, Rock.
I'm taking Heidi as my hottie of the week.
I'm going to take all the girls from the movie Interracial Sperm Swallowing, too.
What about Avril Lavigne?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Avril Lavigne.
I'll go with Avril Lavigne. Thank you.
You want some of the...
I don't have a bell.
What does the chat room say?
I coolest goes with Avril Lavigne. Conflict goes with Raven Riley. Anyone?
Raven Riley?
Yeah, I don't know. For the I Suffer goes with Dorothy Kirschkuk. Or Hottie of the Week, Danielle Fischel from Boy Meets World, a.k.a. Topanga. Yes, Topanga, you win!
Topanga, that's a
nice! Yeah!
Topanga!
My bushwhackers, sorry.
God damn.
Viewers are going with Rachel Spector. Anyone?
What, none of them vote for the porn chick that made Heidi come? What the hell's wrong with this chat room?
Mr. Black's going with Chris's man titties. Yo, Mr. Black does not like you.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, he's throwing
a cum in his fucking mouth and make him really fucking fall in love.
You fucking gay bastard.
He's a faggot.
Our thanks to Haley Young, porn star extraordinaire, for coming on the program.
Chris Crescenza.
MySpace.com/HaleyYoung.
Anthony Crescenza.
Chris Crescenza. Chris.
I want to say.
Had a better ring to it.
Anthony Crescenza.
Did I butcher that name?
MySpace.com/AnthonyCrescenzo.
Crescenzo.
Or just go to our website.
Just, fuck me up.
Hey, you fucked it up.
Shut up and just look like a
fuck. Just go to our website. It's there.
On next week's program, I think we have Mark Anthony Ramirez and Patrick from Food Shooter.
Oh, really? Whoa. Both of them in the same room?
That's right. I'm working on it.
Oh, that's not going to be good at all, man.
It's going to be good.
And Mr. Black is holding up a sign that says, fuck the association.
Oh!
That's because he can't get in the association.
He wants in the stable.
Rejected!
Mr. Black, you're in the stable.
Oh, why would you put him in the stable? He's got no
welcome to
game.
The stable.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
People will do nothing, though, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, we're more friendly.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Heidi.
From Chaos Radio.
Hey.
Listen to the Chaos Radio show on cringehumor.com. Cringehumorradio.com. All right, we'll see you later. Fuck your plug.
For questions and comments, email.com. That's THESHOW at lunaticradio.com.
That song has an ending?
Thanks for checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you share your computer board or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word, we really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.